Blog Talk Radio.
Stranger on a bus trying to make his way, what? Home. Must not be on earth then. All right. I hope y'all ready. This is the Helios Biblical Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We are going to dive into what we call the occult world of history. There is no other way to know history. If you do not add the occultic world to the history, then you are deemed a fool. I just said, just look it up. Now, what's the special shout outs to all you goddesses out there? What a wonderful program that was for everybody. All out there listening today, we told you they wanted you. Now we see all the signs and wonders. Remember in the Bible stories? The signs and wonders of the earth and shit like that. What bigger sign could possibly be put up than Prince King Charles? And all red as his mural. I said, what kind of picture? But I looked carefully. I said, oh, man, what the occult world. If you don't know the occult world, that wouldn't even make sense to you, that picture. And I asked y'all to go look at the picture I got of King Charles up on this slide. And does anybody know this? I look, Brother Tariq, if you listen out there, I hope you're awake in California. I know we have not done that Thursday night recently, but so much stuff going on. But again, nothing's out of the realm of redoing things over. So let's make it happen, everybody listening out there, because, man, we got to get on the airwaves, because you ain't going to do it no other way. It's a transmission of thought, like y'all say, frequency. Well, they told you. Today's program is the Father, Son, and AI. Y'all call it the Holy Ghost. But in the Gnostic and all of these cults, we told you a long time ago when they named the robot Sophia. Go look up the cult of Sophia. Why don't you go do that for a change? Look up some stuff and realize you're in the serious matrix, man. This is not a joke. Now, and you can create your own matrix where this will be oblivious to you that, you know, you stay in your own circle of light. You know, you could block all channels out. Now, when the frequency gets broken, you find yourself in chaos, then you'll be totally messed up because, you know, you can be oblivious to stuff and not realize you connected still. That's what's called a dry bones connection. All right. Now, we are already. Janet Jackson told you that. If you don't want to believe the book, just look up 1984 with Janet Jackson. She'll tell you. She was showing you her rendition of Orwell. And what it really is a satanic slipopism, which means, I looked the word up, so, slipopism means that you are all about self. You are a supreme narcissist. Only me, 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 me. That's the key word for communism and wokeness. Just look it up. I didn't make it up. This come out their own manifestos. I just bring it to the dry bone so you can get clarity on a blurry situation that is being imposed on reality with the purpose of inverting good and evil, truth and lies. That's why you hear these cold words, so you know it's an invertation or invocation, boy, of good and evil. Same story. Ain't nothing changed. Same story. Ain't that your Bible story, good and evil? Truth and lie. Most people love lies. That's why Facebook is so prominent, because you can't tell the truth from a lie on that. There's a lot of truth out there on these social media. It's mixed in with a bunch of lies. So they have amalgamated the lie and truth together. It ain't like they fighting each other. They are becoming one. By becoming one, it's called virtual. See the L. And so virtual is taking over reality. Now, this is going to be interesting today. I'm going to stick on that for a minute with the King Child because, see, Princess Diana, if you watch the documentaries that's out there, if you really don't read, there's so many documentaries that you can really get some. I mean, people who risk a whole life. That's why I say Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Made me think of the barcade. I'm about to play that later on. Your love is like the Holy Ghost going to orgasmic state of unconsciousness. And boy, oh boy. But see, it's so straight. The Jesus sacrifices are the people who die telling you and you don't give a damn. It's like you don't give a damn about Jesus. In reality, it's just a manifestation to make you feel good for all the bullshit you do throughout the week. A day, 24 hours a day. That's all it is. It's not hard to figure this out. If you really believe in Jesus, you'd be fighting back. At least on the money thing. See, the only time that Jesus' story gets even close to violence is kicking over the money chain. That's it. Now, that should be your first clue. That money is the only time you're going to really get mad. Just remember that statement. Money, no matter how much I pretend you don't want none, let's cut your shit off and see what happens. Let's do that. Matter of fact, give me the money you claim you don't want. Because people out there tell me, I don't need, we don't need. Okay, well, give me what you got. Let's see what you, I'll buy on exchange. You go, the low exchange, what you're going to give it to me for, because it's worthless at this moment. But anyway, Princess Diana, who got killed in France. Well, wait till this, wait till you see where how much France is in this whole presentation today. The Father, the Son, and the Holy AI. Now, she, according to Princess Diana's friend, Christine Fitzgerald, Diana's nickname for the Windsors was the Reptiles. And used to say that they are not human. Now, she gone. She don't have children with people who she say ain't human. Ain't that sound like the Mary? Ain't this Princess Diana, Dionysus? I mean, this is like a playbook of the occult. Unbelievable. It's totally unbelievable. Now, they having total problems over in England. I mean, tipsy turvy. When y'all get this story today, I hope it resonates. I hope it resonates. Now, I'm only going to play, so you know I ain't making this up. Just I'm going to play up to 3 minutes of each of these three. It won't be 3 minutes total together. I'm going to play little snippets just so you can see how this all going to connect. Get ready. That's the first one. I said, Princess Diana, check it out.
It was interesting timing. The reason I want to raise this particularly with personal experience of the case, I mean, I know there's all sorts of speculation about what really happened and was Henri Paul drunk and, you know, why they took the route they did. It was completely circuitous. But David and I had personal involvement in it. Apart from the timing, which really screwed our lives over for about a year afterwards, about 2 months after her death, we had a mysterious phone call. And it turned out it was Mohammed Al-Fayed, who wanted us to go to Paris and look at some documents he'd been offered. So at this point, we're living in a very remote farmhouse. Black Ritz Mercedes comes to pick us up and take us to Paris, and almost crashes twice, so that could have been a good headline. Anyway, we look at the documents. He's been offered these for sale from a guy who's very vague about how he got hold of them.
Oswald
the
Winter.
That's the one. These are documents purporting to prove that there was CIA and MI6 involvement in Diana's death.
Okay, and, yeah. That's 1 minute of one. That's 1 minute of one. Now, he wearing a red jacket with a very symbolic thing on the jacket. Tells you who is running this thing in that region for them. Second one. 1 minute.
When you have ancient cultures all over the world who are describing non-human entities in the unseen, which is almost what isn't unseen to the humans in the way that I've just described, many taking a reptilian form, and that has passed through the ages. And then you meet people in places like America, because once you start talking about this, you become someone that people will give information to, because they can see a way of getting out to the public arena, because you won't think they're crazy. And they're telling you the same. You know, people who've been in mind control projects, people who've been in government projects, who've interacted with these entities in underground bases. And they're describing what the ancients described. When you've got this man who's unfortunately just died in his 90s, William Tompkins, writing a book in 2015, describing how he was seconded in 1942 into a top secret naval intelligence operation in America based at the...
That's a total of 2 minutes on two tapes that just describe in a one paragraph. I just used one paragraph to prove a fact that many of you would not be able to dispute at all. At all. I don't care. Don't make me no different. I don't care if you're going to teach in church, going to speak in church. You won't be speaking about this, I bet you. I bet you that. And these are facts. Facts. that proves something ain't right here. Now, I'm going to tell you in the next minute. You tell me. You tell me in this 1 minute clip who you think these people are.
We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. A global crisis like pandemics and climate change know no borders and highlight just how interdependent we are as one people sharing one planet. Over the past month or so, despite the ongoing crisis, I've been encouraged to see the growing calls for a green recovery. We need only look to the United Nations Secretary General, to the IMF, the EU, the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, the Canadian government, the COP26 universities network, and business leaders around the world to see this. And as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play. Everything I have tried to do and urge over the past 50 years has been done with our children and grandchildren in mind. So I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
Think big and act now. Now think about this, y'all. The man is telling a group of rich people. By the way, I watched the fight yesterday, and you see all the Saudi Arabia. It ain't affect that storm ain't affect that fight, I see. And of course, a split decision, and you should all know Ukraine won. See, it's all set up. And in October is number 8. That's why I'm so glad I was born in October. Oh, my goodness. What unbelievable. In the year of the 8th, and we seeing all kinds of things come before our very eyes. It's almost like I'm in the twilight zone. They are in the next to last level. They know they got no other choice. To throw out a trump card. Oh, man, I told you. They got you watching January 6th. Look at the numbers. January 6th. October 7th. Yeah. It's becoming more and more real to you in the next few months. It's not even years. Months. Now, not only did I'm showing you what they are. I didn't say it. I gave you their own people. Their own bloodline told you. And you niggas here don't even want to listen. Y'all so busy. Ooh, wait till y'all see I get to y'all part or our part. Because I'm not separated from the dry bones. But son of man, can they live? Now here is this. This is a bloodline. Here's his daddy who's dead. His daddy's dead. The mama's dead. And this is what they gave the decree before he died. I told you. The serpent is real.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in conservation?
The growing human population. If where we are, there's nothing else.
And do you have views about what should be done about that?
Not yet.
Well, it could be on a spectrum from mass sterilisation to greater availability of contraception. I don't know. I don't know what your views are as to what can be done about it.
Well, I think it might be described as voluntary family limitation.
The man said before he died to the world, we're going to come back as a virus. And y'all think it's a joke. That's why I say, man, I got to be working. I'm walking amongst the wall. I'm in the walking dead movie. A prestigious people you be knowing. I mean, they got degrees, everything going on. I mean, housing. And it's dumb that they are being mass sterilized and controlled because they are them, they who live. Now, that's why they got the movie Them out. Oh, man, did y'all see Pam Grier? Pam Grier so fine. To this day, I'd be like, damn, please. Pam Grier, call me, please. I'll do what I got to do. Beautiful woman. Hell of an actress. Unbelievable. She in the movie Them. I mean, this is too much. Now, if you come back as a virus, that means somebody got to make the viruses. Somebody got to be diabolically ingenious to be able to pull off an Inspector Gadget move on the whole damn world. Isn't that amazing? That's some Inspector Gadget shit. All over the world, they able to pull this off everywhere. Because it's called the 10 reasons. I told you it's 10 reasons of the planet Earth. 10 reasons. I don't care what nobody, you can sit there. I wish somebody make a comic book on some real good shit like this. 10 reasons. Called the 10 reasons plan of Harlem. How they took Harlem. Turned it in. I mean, think about how people's minds is. The area that people talk, we don't even control no areas. They did gentrification. All of these areas are now under somebody else's control. And you got people in psychological minds, just like football. We love to build. That got us believing that these locations that we were born in is ours. You can't get shit from any of your locations. That's why you move. Like gypsies. Jesse King got an ass whooped yesterday by the Ukrainians, who are the actual house of Vlad the Impaler Bey. But since I tried to warn you, that's what the dry bones have to do. Warn. That's why they put the flag upside down. Judge Ito warns you. He warns you, and you don't see the signs. Put the flag, he said, when he did the January 6th, he put the flag upside down. He said, stop the steal. They had already knew it was hijacked. By who? Told you in the clip, the 1-2-3 clip. They gave you all the clues. Today's game is Clue. I got to play the real one now. See, I love Canada. Oh, Canada. I mean, Canada is the only country that can get away with everything that's going on in America. And then America is the only country that can do anything to Canada. Ain't that amazing? And he said, well, man, he talking shit again. But see, I know y'all say that because y'all really don't like people. You know, that's what this all about. You hate so much people because you want to be better than everybody because you are a cyphicism. A sippicism, like a sippy cup. You sip off everybody because you're a vaccine, all of us. Ain't nothing but a doggone molecule of vaccinational purposes. Now, when we get to the high-level areas of afternoon, high noon, we're going to go into the next level. But right now, I'm going to keep it on the mundane level. Let's go with it. The medical, he told you, he said the world, economic, green. Well, Canada tried to warn us. Canada is the only country warning everybody, but it's so secret. They're the first one that showed you they took all their bank accounts. Right above your head, everybody, Buffalo. Right above your head, New York State. I'm going to show you what Canada has done to you. Canada burnt up all the land. Y'all forgot. Now y'all don't even remember. Watch how hot it's going to be. Canada had their people under this quarantine. They was on the Peace Bridge begging to get into Buffalo. Then we had some blowing up shit in Buffalo at the Peace Bridge. Canada warning you all, the truckers got their whole, with that account, WhatsApp account, the government showed you what they seized, all accounts. Y'all ain't said a word down here because you the walking dead. They already killed half the population with psychotronics. That's what they can't comprehend. Not taking iodine, we missing heavy duty. If I would die tomorrow, remember what we said. All kind of shit is being done to us. You can't escape it. I don't give a damn. How are you going to escape? Just think logically for a minute, like Spock, because you're into data. Logically, if people are spraying over you with chemtrails, you can have the best garden in the world. But they just spray nanoparticles on it now. You ain't get it. So Canada is the only country in our hemisphere besides a few others. But we'll get into that. But we want the one right above us. As above, so below. So you're always thinking space and shit. Now I realize you got to come to Earth. As above. The country above us is going to implement all they doing below them, which is you, America. This is what's going to happen. This man you're listening to is now in the hands of the dead.
See you this evening. On these very, very important topics, I'm going to take you through a range of every possible emotion that you have existing in your body in one evening in less than an hour and a half. And before I get started, I want to say a few things. There is hope and there is help for everybody. But we have a very sick, sick, corrupt system on multiple fronts across the planet that has been making us all sick in the name of the greater good for profit for too many centuries. And the information I have to share with you, I had the knowledge back in 2004, and I was supposed to present it to the World Congress of Psychiatry in Cairo, Egypt. But at the time, I was also on the board of directors of Organized Medicine in Canada. They were grooming me to lead Organized Medicine in Canada. And when they realized I could advance diagnose sudden infant death, learning disabilities, autism, attention deficit disorder, before it happens, I was a hero for a month. But there comes a point in every man's life, a woman's life, that you come to those crossroads in life and you have to make a very serious decision. I could have sold out my information because it was good for pharmacy, good for organized medicine. Or I could do the right thing, and that would have been a very costly path to follow. I don't know where my values came from. I'm sure my mother will question and scratch her head too. I realize, and I said to these individuals, do you truly want me to submarine this scientific knowledge so it's good for your federation of doctors, good for organized medicine, good for the advertising dollars so you can rescue one of your bankrupting journals that pharmacy's coming to rescue, and turn my backs on society as a whole and the positions I've been elected here to represent? I can't do that. And I was given the ultimatum, Dr. Molden, you either play ball or you lose the ball, and you'll never become a licensed physician in Canada. We'll get to that. The information was not shown to the world because all the stuff that's happened and is happening and is going to happen and is going to continue happening unless you all come together and wake up and tell your fellow man what you see here this evening. It's going to continue on because it's been killing and harming you all, and you did not know, and the system is lost, and we need to help find it, and I'm going to show you how we're going to do that. So before I get started here, let's see. I'm going to try my best to speak part of this in French. When he starts, you can click. Les effets de l'autorité des coutumes.
The effect of the authority of cultures and participation are so strong, and people are so inclined to want to avoid problems that they always accept the decision of the majority. The majority these days is a product of marketing directly to consumers. Parents, children, doctors, politicians, grandparents have also accepted that a mistake by a professional and death have become an enormous negative aspect.
And we're going to solve it all this evening. So before I get started here, can I get the slides going, please? I have joined, unfortunately, the problems that I realized were coming from the United States, causing us all to be sick and ill, and I needed to go there to go effect the change that you all require in my country, because the problem is emanating from their country and their Food and Drug Administration, their Centers for Disease Control, their Human Health Services Commission, their Institute of Medicine, and a medical system that's completely been usurped by corporate pharmaceutical interests that have no lost their way about what's healthy and good for our fellow beings, and it's all about corporate boardrooms and shareholders and stakeholders, and it's got nothing to do with your health and wellness. And I will show you what's going on. My work is in a series of DVDs. It will be published in book form in the upcoming weeks. We are translating everything into French. My heart and soul is in Canada, and I will be away briefly to finish this job. And then hopefully, God's grace, as I get off this corrupt rock, because what you're going to see tonight is going to break your hearts. Here is the problem. Health Canada, General Medical Council in the United Kingdom, Food and Drug Administration, American Medical Association, Canadian Medical Association, Merck Frost, Sanofi Pasteur, Eli Lilly, Baxter, Sanofi, Acambus. A famous general in the United States, General Douglas MacArthur, at the end of the Second World War, another heinous crime against humanity, when he was accepting the resignation of the country.
Yeah, I had to play that. This is such a long segment. I only could play 5 to 6 minutes, but it's over 5 parts to this. This man talks about everything, and then guess what? His name is Andrew Muldoon. That's M-O-U-L. D-E-M, Ph.D., born in 1962, died in 2013. Guess what happened? He said, quote, he was told to play ball or have the ball taken away. He wouldn't play ball, and they killed him, unquote. Y'all ready for the Helios? Because you ain't got to the part where we get to the Black America. Let's do it. We'll be right back. Everybody, I'm getting the dry bones in now, man. It's time for the dry bones, man. Oh, my goodness. I got to give a little upbeat for y'all, man, because what y'all just heard, oh, my goodness. You know what? I think I need to play this. This got your boy in trouble. See, because Atlanta, guess what? They got new lights. They got new lights. Georgia Power put some new lights up on y'all city. These lights was made to watch and surveil populations. Look it up. Look it up. This song is very good for you because they're going to be doing this.
Watching. Who's watching me? We'll be right back.
think that's the song that made Prince get mad at Michael Jackson. Because, you know, Michael Jackson made that song where he started that. It sounds just like the Prince thing on the day. Wow. Boy, we see a lot of things when you look for it. Anyway. I'm gonna bring on the drive moment because man, this is good. I didn't even hit on some of the things that I'm gonna hit on later on because again, I want to hear from y'all for the 10 reasons. Everything is happening. We can't be in all places all the time. That's why we need the drive bone. Let me get my people out of the line. 6661.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Bones? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, greetings, man.
Happy belated Earth Day, brother.
Man, thank you very much, man.
Been a blessing. You've been a blessing.
Always good to be alive in these trying times where our communities are being usurped by other nations. And, you know, all you have to do is just look around in your communities. And you're seeing the changes right before you, houses that were probably barely 40,000, barely, if any, now they're worth over 900 and some thousand and going up. And like we've said, it's only going to be they're going to do away with the middle class.
Yeah.
It's only going to be rich or poor. And see, the prices are going up, but the people who are moving from these places like New York, California, Chicago, the prices that are expensive to us are peanuts to them. See, so they could afford to pay those prices. And your neighborhoods and your community really don't care. And they're building, and it's a new economy being propped right before our eyes. And like I say, while we're busy talking about Diddy because and all these other no-nonsense people that have no effect for us because everybody is an actor and they're paid to carry out their assignments. You know, the laws, everything else is changing, but the laws are remaining the same. They're even getting worse. So when it goes down, man, hey, like the buzz said, you're going to have to be able to negotiate and monopolize the people who are not you. So get out the race game, get out the color game, get out. It's going to be economic game. And
yeah,
what economic side you on, hey, that depends on your survival.
But you know, stay with me on that one. I like what the dude said on that tape, though. He said, we already product. We already produced. We commercialized. They already been using this gameplay on us. It's like they already commercialized how they want us to be from back in the 40s. The experiment back in the 40s. Is anybody now? Did you get a chance to see the picture? I'm asking everybody. Anybody get a chance to see that picture? Did you see the picture of King Charles?
I was looking for it, but I didn't see it.
If you look at the show live. There's a skit, there's a slide reel of pictures I have to go along with. If you're listening on your phone, you can see it. It's unbelievable. So go put Prince Charles new picture in all y'all. I wish I could give out. We're going to do some shirts soon. We're going to do that. Because I told myself.
And
unbelievable.
And you know, when I think about one last thing, when I think about,
yeah,
you know, and I look back at, you know, Luke Skywalker and Star Wars and the Empire, they were actually telling the story, and the sisters have been vindicated. Sister Shalene, bless her heart. And when you look at Lord Vader or Vader, or which in German means father, Lord Father, and the Latin means to hurry or go forward, man, they're rushing this economic AI right before your eye because it was always televised, and that was technology. So they've been working on this plan for a long time.
Now let's go with that. Since technology, because you know, I do go on Facebook and look at people's posts and shit they got. You know, kind of, with technology now, you remember y'all? We used to tell people back. I'm not talking all y'all, but back in the day, we first got into this knowledge of so-called, you know, conspiracies. There used to be a whole bunch of shows back in the day that questioned the moon landing. Bunch of them. And for some reason, I just told you earlier, they have inverted truth with a lie. Brother put a good post up and showed the boots of Neil Armstrong. The boots of the Mark boots is not the boots he had on his feet when he came back. And, you know, so this is the truth of enlightenment. But when you used to tell people that back in the day, they called it a catch-up game to me. That's why I love Brother Eddie. Let me say catch-up. This catch-up game. You got to deal with people now with them catching up with the knowledge. Because sometimes I hear the same shit from people that I heard when I was in my 20s, then 30s, then 40s,
well,
then 50s.
You know,
it's like a balance of people catching up with the frequency. I think the frequency, well, you tell me your thought, maybe the frequency is at a level where people are going to be on,
you know,
that frequency.
My thought on it is that, you know, everybody is on a different frequency. Some are going to catch up, some are ahead of us, but it's good to see them catch up, you know what I mean?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's good to see people
catch
are
at different
catching
time.
Up. Yeah. That's right. Catch but up. I'm saying in our time, like friends, I'm going to get some more calls. I want y'all thoughts on this. First heard that train, that thought that was different from your traditional Christianity. Think about that, everybody listening. You had a time where you were traditional Christianity from your beginning, unless you was in the Islam in the beginning or in the earliest cults that were here in America. It seems like people don't realize that if you fade away from that, you will start to see through growth that they are one big religion. So I'm going to go now to another level with this. Is it that we always want to be one? Remember, everybody wanted the one God. It was many gods, supposedly, right? Y'all with me now? And then decided to go to a one God construct. Now, maybe we should think about this for a minute. Maybe that's where this all going from. This, because if everybody want to be one religion, because that's where this is going.
That was the main argument at Constantinople. Constantine mm-hmm. said that the main argument was he one and the same, or was he of AI being, and that Constantine say they were split on it, and Constantine said no, it's he was one and the same, and they were wrote that was the Yeshua part. But then if you look throughout all history and all with the footprint that they told you through in Lil in Mesopotamia, it had to be AI influence where some went, you know, interacted with the fallen angels or whoever they were, the Orishas.
Yeah, let's go with that.
It was Stay with me,
because on that one, I want you to go too far with that. That's what we're going to say. See, I knew he was going to say it, and because it's his Earth Day, I knew he was going to bring it. That's the next level. When I show some facts of what y'all been studying, all the stuff y'all said, we just make it easy for people to understand, because it's just, come on. Some of the stuff y'all send us, woo, woo. You be like, we got to make it where everybody can understand this one. It's too simple. So easy to understand when it's talked on an easy level. People want to make this shit sound like it's all crazed out so they can keep getting people to say, I'm going to tell you, everybody probably in the same playbook. It's called oligarch. Me, myself, and I. Three-person entity. That's what I put it on today. Father, son, me, myself. And who is I? All right, let me get some more. Stay with me, brother. Appreciate you. Don't take yourself out. Just put yourself on me if you got to do things. Or be careful. I got another one. 1-877. I got. Let's get one. Let's get some of the people in here. I'm getting everybody in here. What you want to say? What you want to play? How you want to look at that?
Oh yeah. Good morning, everyone, and Dry Bones. We're definitely. Being watched by the government, within our local communities, through the video and other cameras. That's why they want to get rid of the guns, because we can eliminate that shit by just shooting the damn camera. Then they won't be able to watch it. That's why it's important to get rid of the guns. But then you also got the individuals that want to learn to become hackers and hack your phones and your emails. So you should not connect your phone and your email together, because individuals can also hack you that way as well. Victim. And I believe that the concept definitely comes from, like my brother said, the watchers, the people, the angels, the fallen angels. He's absolutely correct. That was their whole concept. And they were watching for the gods, because the creator of all things, the most called God, doesn't need anybody to watch for them, because he or she, has the powers to watch whatever it created. It created the stars, the sun, the moon, the ocean, the earth, the humans, the animals, the fallen angels. Doesn't need to watch anybody, because they have the power to do that. But the people that's called the fallen angels, they don't have that concept. They don't have that power to create the human race and to understand it to that level. So therefore, they have to be able to create a system to be able to feel like they're the creator of all, that they're watching. They have to create and do the genealogy with our bodies and try to get into our consciousness and our minds, because they're not the creator of it.
Now this is where it gets deep, because again, this gonna be where y'all all going to where we need to go, because I got the, that's what it's called, I got a 3-point entity that says what y'all just said. Now, if they gave them this power, which seems to have a lot of power, to do this genetic, they're doing genetic powers on people. I mean, they could take your genes and do this, that, this. I mean, then that would still make them over us, and if you look at it on that type of level, if they able to, we can't do nothing to them, but they're able to do. How you think about that? Well, somebody bring that up.
Yeah, well, if definitely, if they have powers to shape shift, if they have power to
transshifting,
from human to human like to non human like. You know, or they can live in atmospheres that we can't. They're definitely over us. And I think that's why the Somalia, that's why they looked at them as gods. And that's why they're in the book, in the Bible, as the gods, because of the fact they were over us. They was able to teach us things that we never knew that even existed. So they're definitely important. And I really believe, I know people may get offended, but I really believe that the Bible is their story. It's not the human race story. If you read the Enoch said the human, let's just imagine the human race could live thousands and 10,000 years at one point in our conception. We didn't have a lifespan of 100 or 120 years old. And the reason why our lifespan has been cut, because those people that's called gods has been over the years, over the centuries, been modifying our body so that we don't live as long as we as, because I believe we were part of the stars. The stars lived at least 10,000 years. So let's just say that those people that are the gods have brilliantly figured how to modify our body, our genes, to be beneath them and live long, short lives.
Now, I this is the stuff. Now, I tell you what time. What y'all just said could be on the same channels as the so-called History Channel, Ancient Aliens, I mean, Billy Carson. I tell people, I said, all this is coming from people who looked this up, because these stories that she just named is the stories of Marvel characters. Inky, Autumn, and Enil. It goes, because they taught these people some unbelievable things. So these gods, these pantheons, that's what they call pantheon gods, have this ability. There's only three people in the Bible that lived, and if you take the Bible, three. Enoch is one. I should do a contest. Enoch is one who never died. Other one is who? I'm away. It's three. Three characters. Enoch is one who never died in the Bible. So I don't know how y'all look at that story, but I'm sure it's
Methuselah.
Bigger. Yeah. And who else?
Methuselah. Hey, Methuselah.
Yeah, that's Methuselah. That's the one you got. So that's two. So now we got, what's the third one? Anybody know? Hold on. I got to get some more calls before I bring you. You got to get three. So, sister, you want to say one more thing before I go to another caller?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You're good. All right. Now, that's powerful. But what you want to say before I go to another caller? You said you had a rebuttal to that. What's up?
No, I was going to say M.L. Shamanan, right? He's getting ready to tell the story. Remember how we always talk about the watches? He's getting ready to either have a movie or just something talking about the Watchers.
And now say his name. Say his name again.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Now go look him up. Now I want y'all look at it because he making all the movies. Now Shyamalan, Hindu, the Maitreya. Now, according to the Hindu, one guy is going to be called the Maitreya. I've been having books on this for so long. It's about time. I'm now realizing why the Hindu presence was in everything. It's in the civil rights movement, Gandhi. See, this is going to be bigger than you can imagine on this program today. I tell y'all, going right to where we're going. I ain't even got to do nothing. Y'all just navigating it right to where it's going to end up at. Because think about it. I mean, look at it. I wouldn't be surprised as my man Shamanami, I ain't saying it right, but you know, the Republican brother, he might, y'all know, y'all got y'all still, y'all remember, what's his name, if y'all know better than me, he was the Indian guy, Shamanami, very intelligent.
Varaswamy.
I knew I needed that V, Varaswamy. And see what I'm saying? It's like a play off each other. All right, I'm looking at it on a cult level. I don't care how y'all believe about me. I'm independent because I know I ain't taking no allegiance but to the end. Endo. So I say this on this precept. It's like, let's be honest. That's what they got her for. Kamala, Kama Sutra. I mean, all this is in there. Her name is Kamala, Kama Sutra. You know, now she's Mamala. Mamalana, you know, she's just, you know, if you look at her name, I say, man, they're using magic. I'm telling y'all, y'all better recognize when you watch these characters, it's a spell show. I watched a little bit, you better have your incantations, however you could denounce evil, you better think of how to do it. Deflect whatever it is they deflected, because you will be, what the man said in this tape, who died, at the conference later on, for telling y'all all the names. Y'all didn't come up with these names. These people came up with these names for y'all to listen to. That's why I want to get on all y'all out there listening, act like you thought this. You ain't think up none of this shit. We had to look up people to find it. People who died, that's how I found that. If you don't know who died to tell you this shit, you are fake. Talking about y'all. You ain't learned none of this shit by somebody telling the whole story, Steve Coakley. He died, I bet he died poor. Francis Quest Wesley died poor. You niggas are fakes. You are clones. We're going to the clone war now. I'm going to prove to you are cloned. Because what group, think about this, y'all, in the movies, will just amalgamate into anything? What is that called? Amoeba? Look how everybody could come to the amoebas. Think of we was a tribe, the amoebas. Everybody would come in, suck you off, succubus, get all your energy, and live. You the living host. That's why Jesus says, you the host of the world. You the living host. I hope y'all ready for this. You asked for it. Let's get some more people out here. I told you. You playing with the dry bones on the Helios 0997.
Peace.
Yeah.
Another good day.
You on there, brother.
Hey,
that's what we
man.
Got you.
I'm sitting here, man. Believe it or not, I got the Book of Enoch the Prophet.
Oh, man.
And then I got the other Book of Enoch right here. I got the last prophet of the Bible, Enoch the Ethiopian, greater than Abraham, holier than Moses.
See how we do it? Go ahead, bro. It's on you. It's on you.
Let me give you the author. So if you want to take a peek at this, you could do that. This book, The Last Prophet of the Bible, Enoch the Ethiopian, Greater Than Abraham, is written by Indus, I-N-D-U-S, Kamit, K-H-A-M-I-T, Kush, K-U-S-A, best-selling author of What They Never Told You in History Class. And then this other book is Enoch the Prophet, illustrated by Richard Lawrence. And one of the lost books of the Bible found in the Ethiopian monastery. And I was just sitting here looking at this. Behold, he comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon them and destroy the wicked and reprove all the carnal for everything which the simple and ungodly have done and committed against them. Now, I want you to notice as I'm reading this, I'm spiritual. I don't roll with what man says, because no man sat at God's side and was his author. Feel me? So that's how I roll. I just love information, okay? All who are in the heavens know what is transacted there. They know that the heavenly luminaries change not their path, that each raises and sets regularly, everyone at its proper period route transgressing the commands which they have received. Consider and behold every tree, how it appears to wither, and every leaf to fall off, except the 14 trees which are not deciduous, which wait from the old to appearance of the new leaf for two or three winters. I wanted to get to the angels, though. That's what was killing me. Let me see. It's right here. Oh, and I wanted to say a couple of other things, too. Hey, they got tag readers here in Georgia where when you ride by, it reads all your information off these tag readers. It's on top of a little pole. Okay, here you go. These angels. And with the angels, the sons of heaven beheld them, they became enamored of them, saying to each other, come, let us select for ourselves wives from the potency of men, and let us beget children. Then their leader, Semyaza, said to them, I fear that you may perhaps be indisposed to the performance of this enterprise, and that I alone shall suffer for so grievous a crime. But they answered him and said, we all swear and bind ourselves by mutual expressions that we will not change our intentions, but execute our projected undertakings. They're going down to take these women. Then they swore all together and all bound themselves by mutual excretations. Their whole number was 200 who descended upon Ardis, which is the top of Mount Armon. The mountain there, therefore, was called Armon because they had sworn upon it and bound themselves by mutual excretions. That these are the names of their chiefs, Semyaza, who was their leader.
Now, who was that?
Baramil. These are the angels that went down to take the women.
That's actually, so because I'm loving what y'all doing today. This is what I'm talking about. That's Superman, Azazel.
Yeah.
His father. See, they give you the Superman story. And they're good at this. Now, that's why I say I love it, because the thing that's going on here, y'all got to look at you at your childhood and reflect on the cartoons you learned, the cartoons, the cartrains, the cartoons, the cartrains. Now, I'm telling y'all, think about what they do. Now, all of them had Ajibabas in them. All of them had what you saying. Look at Superman, Kryptonite, Crypto. I mean, and look what a Kryptonite was. It was a green what? Well, in color, it was green. Amazing.
And
what's your thoughts?
It was his weakness, too.
That's my point, too. It was a destructive way. The Samson story. It's a Samson.
Cut his hair.
Of his hair. Now, I'm go ahead. If you want to make more statements, I'm going to get some more calls. We're about to roll.
Yeah, I just want to tell you who this was, because they said these are the names of the chiefs. Semyaza, who was their leader. Yucabarelmil, Akibil, Tamiel, Rumio, Daniel, Ezekiel, Sarakaya, Azel. And then it says, then they took their wives, each choosing for himself whom they beget to approach, with whom they cohabited, teaching them sorcery, incantations, and dividing of root and tree. And the women conceiving brought forth giants, whose stature was each 300 cubits. These devoured all which the labor of men produced, until it became impossible to feed them, when they turned themselves against men in order to devour them, and began to injure birds, beasts, reptiles, and fishes, to eat their flesh one after another and drink their blood. Then the earth reproved the unrighteous. Moreover, Aziel taught men to make swords, knives, shields, breastplates, and fabrication of mirrors, and the workmanship of bracelets and ornaments, the use of paint, and the beautifying of eyebrows, the use of stones of every value and select kind, and all sorts of dyes, so that the world became altered.
Y'all too wrong on that. I'm gonna do a show with both of y'all. Because again, and see the time framing, when you were saying it how long ago on these programs, sister, people was listening, but again, now we got the people coming into the frequency that's necessary. Yeah, now let's keep going. I gotta get some more calls. Yeah, that's why you gotta do shows. Yeah. Now I must say this. See, that's exactly something on Earth. Gotta have been here from the ancient of time. Ain't no way they know where the stuff is at. Even if we were blind, don't forget about. Even if they were blind, it takes some skill level to know where this metal's at. To keep this all going, they are using, when they say the watchers, Neuralink. We're about to go to the next level. I tell you, every time y'all talk, I'm going to see Neuralink, Skynet. I told you in the Terminator, Skylink, Neuralink, Skynet, Skylink. I'm trying to tell you, it's a play on words. They just had a meeting. Elon said, let me just say this, y'all. Tesla, all this stuff. You know, you got to wonder. These people, remember the man said they want to go home. Remember they was brought here. They wanted to come down. Y'all just said they fought. They failed. Come down. They want to come in the earth. Get a splendor because they drink gold. That they ain't no lie. They had adipotic bodies. They had all kinds. Remember we tell people come on here back in the early days of dry bones? They used to come on. They would die because they digest gold. It's a fixation. And silver. They had potions for gold and silver where they would eat. That's why they try to now tell us. But see, our bodies, y'all, like the man said, y'all see, I love you what y'all just did. Because y'all been saying it, sister. Y'all been, that's vindication of y'all out there listening. Vindication of y'all. See, it don't take me to say y'all vindicating yourselves. That's why that V is the compass. Okay, we're about to go to the next level. Your body's on trial right now. The women is the ones that's going to either let us eat our bodies, drink our blood, and sing a song in love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
G'day guys, how are you? Good to see you. Thank you for watching. Hope you're all doing well. And big shout out to all my subs. I love you all. And this is from Mike Adams from Natural News. Now, he's telling us here, medical martial law rolled out in New York. Unvaccinated citizens banned from all public places, including schools, churches, malls, sidewalks, public transport, and voting locations. Now, it says here, it's been rolled out in New York, unvaccinated citizens, rolled out, Rockland County, New York, where unvaccinated citizens are now barred from all public places, including schools, sidewalks, malls, churches, and public transportation, all under the absurd quack science fraud that claims measles is only spread through unvaccinated people.
Now, vaccinated. Now you're gonna start learning this to get jobs soon. I played that because underneath HOCO, that's why I tell people don't worry about nobody's governor but yours. I hate when people talking about what's going on here. No, don't worry about nobody's governor. Unless you got a family up there that you know under that governorship, they don't need you to worry about it. Because you got people don't ain't got nobody in New York State worried about New York State. Ain't got nobody in Florida worried about Florida. Leave that alone. Just deal with what you got and know. If you got a bloodline, like a credit line, because bloodline and credit line going to be the same thing. So whoever you, yeah, it's going to be the same thing. See, y'all didn't realize what they plan to do. I don't think y'all know what they plan to do. We're going to play it for you soon. I got to take some more calls. I just want you to hear that. Medical, all things going to be, if the union, all things is medical. They going to make everything medical. Just pay attention. I'm not telling you. It's called the Green Deal. They are making everything medical. If you ain't got good insurance, you done. It's going to be over. Medicaid is almost like the IRS. Medicaid is almost to the level of the IRS. I'm going to bring y'all in. I'm going to bring y'all the dry bones in. We got so much on the table here. It's going to take a lot. Go ahead, 9927.
Hey, Resurrection, everyone.
Resurrection.
Worry about your state, because I already know about mine. So I know about Ocho and her shit. I already know that way.
You are
under it.
You got all the news.
I know I'm under. I'm under this under their jurisdiction and all that. So they know where I'm at. I talk about all this. Exactly where I'm at. They send
all
me my money.
All of us, yeah.
They send in the money monsters like they supposed to because they owe all of us money anyway. It don't matter.
That's right.
That's our money. Our money. But the thing is, they want us to be under their jurisdiction, their fake laws, their fake protection. Everything is fake. Everything. And I'm like, yo, man, this shit. I ain't got time to worry about anybody else right now because as I see it, everything is fake. The whole entire world is fake. We got the television screen above our heads now. You got the aliens faking a fake alien war. I mean, y'all aliens is ruling over everyone. Everyone. No one is not excluded. And everyone is being ruled over these aliens. The ones that they got you all saying, aliens is not real. No, they are the aliens. They are real. They running the whole entire world right now, the whole entire realm. They're resetting it again. They mining it like crazy because they ain't never stopped. I mean, it's like the same thing over and over and over again. Then once you start seeing it, you'll be like, man, this is so old. They keep mining for the same shit. Who is they up getting ready to go up against? And why is they making the whole entire realm with a damn giant shield over it? With reflective clouds. I mean, you got to ask yourself, they playing all these mind games with us. Nothing but aliens would do that shit. You're not going to do that shit to your own people. If this is our world, why the hell do we keep playing all these games, falling into all these traps? Everything is an experiment because game ain't nothing but an experiment that other people sit back or aliens sit back and look at, and then, okay, we know we can do this to them to get them to do this. We know if we program these rats over here, they'll do that. We're all laboratory rats. We're all test dummies. We go through different stages of tests in different states, in different cities.
So that's what the man
everything
said.
Is going through a test.
Now,
everybody's
time,
going through this shit.
Now, to validate that with what you're saying, the man said, Andrew Malden said that they had already programmed the population. So when you look at politics, he named every group. Every group you could name was already pre-grown. Because notice, you're only going into politics today to get rich yourself. That's what the word I said, separatism or selfatism. It could be said because it got salt, pit. Little. So they are just basically narcissists. It's a Latin word. That's what I want y'all to understand, too. That's another thing about our people. all, especially the so-called era of our consciousness. Remember, they were all saying, they said some good things, get Latin dictionaries and all that shit. They were right. Absolutely, no problem. The problem comes in law when we try to use these Latin words and all this Latin stuff to the courts. The courts are already taken over. I just told you. The name, everybody. Sister, you jump because you remember this. We had a pamphlet a long time ago called The Grand Helenstein of Distress. We used to think that was probably not real, but till we realized there is factuality behind this. We're talking about a Supreme Court justice. If this is factual, put the flag upside down. Y'all all talk about going to the court and shit with the red, yellow fringes. Y'all all say on these programs, that's military law. Ain't that what y'all been saying? The mic's open. Sister, you can still go first. You remember we all used to be taught that about the flag, man.
Right.
This.
They say that's what it is.
Yeah. Now we under the stress.
The military is complex. All of them is all working together. All of them is
right.
Military. They're all criminals.
Right.
They all criminals. They you know, yeah. I miss
well,
some of y'all.
When you see the military flag, it's a flag of war.
Right.
It's a flag of war when you see that flag.
Right.
It's not a righteous flag.
Right. We definitely are in war.
We got that. I can't hear y'all.
That's why I said we all test dummies because they're making, they're doing the test over here with Israel and Ukraine and Russia and all that stuff. And then they put on little propagandas like, I be saying propagandas like, oh, Russia is using mind control on Americans. I'm like, no. If you think Russia is using mind control, you're an idiot. When you live in the number one fucking country that has mind control, you ain't gonna blame it on Russia.
Right, because
just like
what the man who died, just said what y'all say. Y'all just validating his death. Thank y'all for that, because we need to validate people who died to tell us this story before it even gets out. You know, these people died, and then we find out about it, and it's really up to the conscience of us to keep that truth of factual going, because if what y'all just said is factual, what a lie did the people, let's think about the masses of people in your area that believes this lie. Just think about it. You know it's a lie. I mean, factuality.
They know it's a lie, too, but the fear kicks
in.
They know it's a fucking lie.
Okay,
it's the fear that kicks in, and then the thinking about the loss afterwards, the loss. Oh, my God. Oh, I might lose everything. I better do what they say. If I don't do what they say, that's that mindset.
Now, that's what the people said. Now, I'm going to go with it because it's on the clip. Everything y'all saying, I don't know if y'all read this clip that we put because, you know, we got the show put it. It says reality will be inverted, good and evil, truth and lies, and enslaving the human race. It says people must adhere to this false narrative or face derision, which is in your Bible. Look at the word. It says, I will put you in derision and joblessness. So if you don't comply, this is what they're going to do on your job. I'm telling you. And your benefits. That y'all getting. That my brother used to say all the time on this program, the benefits was a bad thing.
Right, and you're right about those benefits. And if we lose benefits, you know what I'm saying, here's the thing. Who's going to have the mental strength to accept that and how to avert and get into something else?
That
point, your mind has to rethink itself. It has to reset.
The man said,
resurrected again.
Now, reset? Look at the key words they're using there. Reset, the great reset. You just named what the elites did in simplistic. You said you're going to have to reset yourself to comprehend what I told you what Jesus was going to do. When you mess with your money and all your benefits that y'all getting now will be tampered with and make you go and sit amongst them, you'll see what the real deal is going to be. I keep trying to tell y'all, this is not a game for the weak. Let me get some more callers. This is not a game for the week. The week going to drop by like parasites. 7981.
Seven, nine, eight, one.
Hold on. Okay, guys, answer that you next. 7981. I was going down that line. 7981. Yay or nay? No. 1, 2, 3. Okay. And 1651. Answer that. That's you?
Yes, that's me.
Go ahead. There you go, sister. Go ahead. You sound,
okay, I wanted to make an announcement for y'all that the Tuskegee Airmen has a museum that's going to be opening up in New Orleans, Mardi Gras. And Denzel Washington's going to be there for the opening. And the movie writer, you know, the one who does the scary movies. The one who did...
Jordan Peele. Get out. But go ahead, don't worry. Yeah, we'll figure out what you're talking
about. Okay, yeah. So I just want... I believe it's next week. It's the 26th.
Next week?
Of the 29th. I think it's the 26th. So anyone that's in the New Orleans area, you want to make sure that you go for the opening of the Tuskegee Airmen Museum.
That's gonna be hard. They're gonna be star studded. You're gonna probably have Oprah Winfrey there, Tyler Perry. All of them might be here for that one. If it's gonna be a museum with Denzel Washington involved, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, Denzel Washington.
One of them gonna be on the program on Wednesday night or one of the nights?
No.
No. Did you have one? Did you go to the archive? She did have the Tuskegee Airmen on many of her shows.
It's only two left. One is 109 that's left, and the other one, she is, I believe she's like 104, but she's under hospice right now.
Oh, man, so it's two left only out of all of the key?
Of the original, of the donor.
Okay, so we got, so the originals, the very last ones, yeah, they got to be a, so we got offshoots of the Tuskegee Airmen. Now, again, y'all go look at these programs. I think we should look up all the great warrior stories of America.
Yeah.
And look up them very deeply, because there's ending stories and parts that do not get told. And luckily, I look up everybody who come on these programs, and man, let me tell you, they give you the blueprint to look up. I mean, it's amazing. Even with the what's going on with the Kentucky Derby. It's a history with the Kentucky Derby. It's unreal that, you know, black folks can, and the indigenous black folks who actually was able to understand. Now, this is where the story going to get deep, Antoinette, because I think a lot of people need to realize, is this our land from being here? Or are we in some type of belief that we got written away from something that's ancient, and then we see today these religions actually come out of certain groups of people from Africa. That's true. And then we got people here that we don't had on our program, Dr. David Himmeltep, which did a good book, Pre-Columbian Art. Pre-Columbian art goes, everybody, if you look up pre-Columbian art, they are already showing black people. So I don't know why black people have a hard time with this story of things happening right here, right? You know, is it, what's your thoughts? You think everything had to happen in like one place, or if it did, what you think? Like, about how
I don't think so. I think it's happened all around. If you were talking to me. But I'm going to put myself back on mute. I just wanted to make that announcement.
Wednesday night. Y'all go get it. Go to see, sounding good, my sister. Appreciate you joining us today for sure. And Brother Eddie, can't leave Brother Eddie out of nothing. He always tell you what's happening on them numbers. And y'all got to keep listening, because we don't know how long we have these stations that we got, because they're under control by
others. We're going to have to go to the free conference call to have that as a backup.
So that way, when they're doing stuff to the show,
we can still have the free conference call. And then also, you know, we can have a show as long as we want, you know, a class as long as we want, as Brother Eddie says, because we're not limited to time.
Yeah. Well, that's and the bigger picture is these. I don't know who controls those things. Y'all got to show us what is that, so we can get a good idea to tell people who listen on this to listen on something else. And unfortunately, there is a lot of avenues. But again, The ambulance is still controlled by the airwaves, everybody. I don't know who's controlling these things. That, you know, I look at everything that's controlled. I'm a different species because of that. We can have everything we want, but who's actually controlling these things that we own to see if they are actually legit? But go ahead. We love what we do. We keep it doing it. We'll take some more callers. I just want y'all to know.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why Hocho got a free solar program for everybody in the state of New York? And not only that, why would
how
we want
that,
all
but who are, think about it though, we need solar panels
on every house to power our houses or to power the fucking sky.
Right.
And the fake shit that's up there, the nanos, the nanos that's up there.
Who's providing that? See, my thing is, I see it on houses here. People are getting these solar panels. Government is like trying to give it to you to put on your houses. I said, wow, that's interesting.
For free. They're giving them away now.
Yeah. These are the programs I want y'all to look up. These are the programs I think y'all should look at.
Keep in mind, this is Ms. Dolores. She lives in Houston. And 2 or 3 days ago now, they had those tornadoes where she was out of power for a couple of days.
Yep.
So
it's going to happen. Get ready.
Natural disasters. Unfortunately for her, even though in her neighborhood there was no life fatality, but their homes were, you know, pretty much broken into with the windows coming in, trees coming in to their homes and things like that.
Yeah.
So people are not providing their own provisions.
I'm just telling you, even in that, and I agree to all that, you ain't going to never be as ready as you think you is. Once it happened, depending on when it happened, time frame and other happened, you don't know what the heck. I've been in that already. You ain't on your man, please. Y'all don't have, you can have all the water in your house in the world. And whatever you think. And if shit come through your house, blow it up that you don't realize, you're going to have people trying to come and you're going to feel obligated. You're going to feel want to help people. But at the beginning, I'm telling y'all straight up, anarchy is always first. People take advantage of people. You got to realize what kind of species we are because we're predatory on each other. We would. That's why I wanted to, if the following,
I
will hope so, but look at your area. You can almost find. Look at your area. You gotta say, are y'all prepared? Don't look. I could tell all y'all all day long what to do. Are y'all understanding what your grocery store able to do? If you don't understand, what your grocery store is going, because we just had another crash. We had another bridge crash. Hold on. I'll get some more calls. We're going to get another bridge crash. We don't have one. We don't said all this. Y'all better prepare. It ain't us. We can't do nothing for you trying to get you help. No, we can't. All we can do is give you with some insight saying we don't know what could happen to it. If you might not even have a disaster. You know, a disaster could be you can't get your money out the bank. That's going to be the biggest disaster. Don't worry about a storm. Don't worry about no storm. Mm-mm. You better be worrying about, because right now, if you want to get into what Antoinette talking about, the weather, y'all ain't ready for no damn weather. Don't play yourself like this. You can't do it on this, on the program. We got to make sure you understand. If they cut off your weather, if you medically inclined, they cut your shit off, oh my goodness, and ain't going to be nobody coming for to help you. Because remember, ain't no meetings on this. You got to have meetings. You got to sit down and have a community plan for strategic disasters. They don't even know these programs go on, Carl Hart. They'll eat you alive. Our people are the walking dead. I don't care what your class, what prestiges you got. You could go. I've been to how many churches? I'm at a different level of believing our people. You got to realize, all we want to do is go to church and have glorified meetings of how good we are. And why the community, you know what they say after the community? These Spanish people taking up. Motherfucker, we done told you how long it's going to happen. And we got to sit there and listen to church people act like it's not happening around them. I want y'all to do a little survey today because I love when y'all get on these programs. They ain't going to be like the other program. We're going to have to do a psyche talk. How many in your area could go to church right now in the area you in and then see any positivity of any type of help during the time of trouble? Y'all, that's what you better ask yourself. Don't ask it on this program. I don't want y'all even to say it. Just say it to your own psyche. Just say it to your own psyche. Can I really get help from these people I gave all this money to? 3164. Can I talk to you right now?
What's going on? Draw balls. What's going on?
Yeah, we good, man.
This is Frank Nitti. How you doing?
We're doing it, check this out. Real talk.
I'm in California, right? Okay, so check this out.
Go ahead.
So look, Gavin Newsom, right? Gavin Newsom, you know what I'm saying, was about to cut off 200, and I'm in a spot called Orange County, California, right? The spot out here, you see what I'm saying? It's a Republican. You see what I'm saying? Even on the same at the same time in California. Can you open up 91612 whenever you get a chance, drop on?
I'm looking. So look, I'm in California, right?
Let me try to break this down, right? So Gavin Newsom just, you know, he just cut funding for almost 200 teachers where I'm at, right, in just the Anaheim Union High School District alone. But see, what had happened, they had to protest and get their jobs, reclaim their jobs, right? And this is another thing, too. So he said private sector jobs, a lot of jobs that have to be filled. Guess what? They're not going to have the budget because it's a deficit, so they're not going to have the budget for the funding for the position. So guess what? He said, hey, they're going to have to fill them. What a coincidence that they're going to have to fill them with AI, right? And this is another thing. You said something about that bridge, right? It's not a coincidence. Three bridges went down in a matter of, what, 40-something days, right?
Yeah.
Three bridges. The one in Ohio went down. Remember I was talking about this like a month ago. The one in Ohio went down. The one right in at the same time as the one in Maryland, right, in Baltimore. Yeah. Right,
Baltimore.
And now one went down in Texas. But see, the thing is, last month there was a bridge that got hit with a bar shoe, but nothing happened. Nothing went down. I forget what state that was. So you got four bridges hit. You see what I'm saying? In a matter of 40 something days, it's not a coincidence, right? 47. That's a Masonic number, right? Nancy Pelosi popped her head up the other day. You see what I'm saying? When the final bridge explosions happened, but at the same time, when the first bridge hit in Maryland, that was, what a coincidence, that was Nancy Pelosi's 84th birthday, right? You see what I'm saying? Not a coincidence. Another thing, too, right? 84. Paul Pelosi turned 84 the other day when the bridge went down. When they just, see, it's, I mean, these people are messing with us. 84. I forget, but there's a lot of other, I'm always to 84. Francis Scott Key, that was 84 years old that. Right. You see what I'm saying?
So
look, they're really pushing this AI. They're doing all this for smart bridges. You see what I'm saying? They're doing this to implement and to push the smart bridges. That's all they're doing. It's not a coincidence, right? See, if they just do something, it's a problem reaction solution with these people. If they just do something, everybody's going to wonder why they just blew. What if they just blew the bridge automatically just randomly? People were like, what the hell's going on? You know what I'm saying? But they had to make an event. See, what you do, you have to make the people, put the people on board, make them on board with what you're going to do. You see what I'm saying? What the current agenda you're going to do. So if somebody
that's
just
it.
Blew up the bridge, it's periodically,
that's
people
it.
Probably.
Yeah, that's pretty much right. It, man. That's it. I mean, that's espionage 101. You got to have it, but you got to have not everybody. You're going to just have a select few people who know the intricates. And that's what's been portrayed here. What's your thought now? What's your thought now? Since they closed the bridge, you said they blew them up. What's the reason, you think, besides what? To control what?
To make them smart. To make them smart bridges. Look for example.
And control transportation. Control
exactly.
Transportation of goods. If you control the goods through a smart bridge, a smart grid, if you don't supply without smart grid, like you just said, I'm just going to what the actual evaluation is about. It's going to be so they could actually have control of all of transportation, ports use. This is under pirate law because that's why the man, I told you, when a Supreme Court. Now, y'all, let's get ready. I want y'all to get ready. I told you, we're going to get deep. Now, you said judges. Okay, you said they had to make these laws for this to happen. Well, you got the Supreme Court justice. They wear robes. They wear the robes of, I'll tell y'all, Saturn. Saturn and Satan, the same entities in your mythos, same entities. One Saturn, got all the rings. Lord, I mean, they're giving it to you. They're worshiping. I'm telling y'all, the story y'all just named of Enoch, y'all trying to make it seem, it's real. It's reality. You are living this. You are actually fighting a group of gods that want to control every sector of human life and life on the planet, period. You said earlier that they said, oh, you got dominion over the animals. That's in your books. And Gates, what did he give them? Who gave dominion over these animals? And all the species of birds and life? Because that's what they're killing off. Now, I don't know what your areas look like, but I know one thing. We got shit coming in here. I mean, what's prehistoric dinosaurs running around this bad boy? You should see these iguanas. You should see these goddamn these bad alligators, iguanas. Let me just tell you something. They running around. Now, they can't go but so far in Everglades. It's over. Our building project is done. It will be centralized on I-95. Those of you been to Miami, it will go all the way down to you get to the Keys. It'll be smart cities who are richer will get the smart city amenities. If you are not enough to pay for the smart city amenities, you won't be able to enter in. That's what they're doing. They do it in your areas too. You may not recognize it, but soon you will, because I'm telling you straight up, your money game is going to be switched in the twinkling of an eye. That's the scripture. That's the best scripture in the world. In the twinkling of the eye, electricity. In the twinkling of electricity, your commerce will be switched to electronic digital currency, which you already been prepared for psychologically. Me, you, everybody. Can't get a check unless you got an account. You want a check, don't you? You getting a check? You got an account. Let's not play with each other. Now, let's get busy. It's about to happen. Y'all mentioned Nancy Pelosi. 2 minutes to show you how Baltimore got involved. 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
One of the most influential officials of the federal government, the Speaker of the House is second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Nancy's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., served in U.S. military intelligence alongside imprisoned gangster Lucky Luciano, who helped cut a deal between the United States and the Sicilian Mafia to assist in the defeat of Mussolini during World War II. After the war, Luciano went to Italy and began smuggling heroin into Baltimore, where Nancy Pelosi's father, D'Alessandro Jr., had become mayor in 1947. In 1961, he was the subject of a special investigation run by the FBI. They were looking into his notorious business affairs with the Baltimore Mafia. In 1953, Nancy's brother was arrested and tried for gang raping two girls ages 11 and 13. Nancy Pelosi worked closely with her father in politics, and she began her own political career in 1976 when she was elected as a Democratic National Committee member from California. In 1991, the DEA's biggest heroin bust in the U.S. was at a Hayward, California warehouse in the Bay Area. Nancy Pelosi and other prominent names were investors in this Hayward warehouse. Nancy Pelosi...
Now, Neon State Marsh, that's why I to the job, I was going to give you all the facts you need to keep it going for you. Because that right there should tell you why Baltimore... All right, let's get some more calls. Let's get some more calls. I love this shit. Let it go to 9161.
Hey, what's going on, Jabo?
Yes, my brother.
I called earlier, man. They kicked me out of the queue, obviously. I guess I called a minute before.
I appreciate you calling back. Ain't no control level under this stuff here. I don't even touch. I just try to bring y'all in. and you getting kicked off.
Well, I just had to go back and change all the cue. Now, y'all were talking about Baltimore and everything. Matter of fact, come think about a lot of things going on between Baltimore. Let's start in the sports round first. Who the first game of the season? Kansas City, Baltimore. Their 13 matchup, correct? That's a 13 matchup.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, you got a picture of Travis Kelce drinking a beer at a graduation while you got that kicker who came out for Kansas City, and they on his tail talking about that he needed to get fired and all that for making the statement. Well, he said was the Deadly Sins of Pride Month, which is coming up in a few weeks, and he talked about women have been lied to about their bodies and said that women, he was talking about homemaker, a lot of women said, but you got to talk about that issue more because they were doxing him. They put out where he lived at, what city he lived at, by a Kansas City official. That's going to show you these people are going to get very diabolical on how they're going to target you for your personal beliefs or whatever. Because that's what happened.
That would happen. Correct.
Check this out.
That's
now, today is the birthday of who? Malcolm X, right? All right? No coincidence they got Biden that was speaking early today who was given an honorary degree at Morehouse today. But the president, Mr. Thomas, came out and told them students, you can protest quietly, but if it gets out of hand, we will cancel the graduation. That's what he told them. Yes, these students, he told them, if y'all get out of hand protesting Joe Biden, we're going to cancel the graduation. Now, what in the hell, because it was already a problem with him coming, and people did not want Cut Biden coming anyway.
Right.
And they said that Biden said that it was not to be political. It was to talk about the achievements the young men at Morehouse had made. Well, how come when he got out there, he came out and started talking about a ceasefire? That he begged for a ceasefire and a two-state solution. This was in the morning. Yeah, Biden. Yeah. We need more house this month. Going to West Point, I think, somewhere next week. But I said, why would you go to an HBC on a Saturday? Now, look, I mean, if it's Malcolm X's birthday, Biden, you think he mentioned Malcolm X? And I was like, what is all this thing about? You know, King and all them people, they talk about boycott. Then these chumps out shopping them on boycott. Nothing. You got Marilyn Mosby running around who will get sentenced on Thursday, running around all the states trying to get a damn fight in Baltimore, right? Okay, now, check this out. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, Harvard University, which I got a friend of mine who I'm about to go see soon today, his daughter's going to Howard in the fall. Well, Howard University had to cancel their commitment to somebody got cut in the glass window because they were due to overcrowd. It was just a nursing part. It wasn't even a whole damn thing. It was a nursing part. So these graduations, they're going to run a major psyop probably at one of these graduations because they set up the environment for it. Now, CNN reporter Miss Stewart died today. She was a CNN reporter with Blitzer. I think she was a Republican strategist. Well, I mean, you know, I said, well, let's go look at her Twitter page. In 2021, she said, I am fully vaccinated. Well, one thing about it, AstraZeneca has pulled their COVID vaccine for the U.S. As a matter of fact, not only the U.S. not pulled theirs, Pfizer coming out saying what? We get into the world of beating cancer. Well, then you give me the cancer. Now you want me to take another jab. You see how crazy this is, man? You see how they're doing this thing? They wagging the dog at you again, man.
That's something to think about. Mary, you mean all them people, Miriam Biles and all them. Now, that's what I'm trying to say to this thing right here.
Mary Mosby.
I'm looking at some of the most powerful people right now. And a lot of black women. I'm only saying this because I look up the feminine. I got the cult world of feminine.
And don't fall for that Jasmine Crockett bullshit.
I never seen that like
this. Because Marty Ryan Taylor Greene talking about her eyebrows. And I've been telling women that you keep on wearing these fake eyelashes, somebody going to say, and I said, Marty Taylor Greene, it was a clown show. Let me say one thing, y'all bones. It was a damn clown show because the meeting was about Biden using his executive privilege to not share audio recording. That's what the meeting was about. Okay. She asked Marjorie Taylor Greene, do you know why we're here? That's what started off. And then Molly telling me, Mary Carly, well, she shouldn't have made to me. But here's the thing. They tried to get her put out because they say you comment on physical appearance. Well, I'm going to say one thing. I hate to say it. These people get mad at me all they want. I say, well, first of all, that ain't you. You ain't your real physical appearance. Them eyelashes on yours. That's a fake thing. I mean, you can buy them damn eyelashes. They sell them, I think, in Dollar Tree or some of these stores for $2 or some shit. These are women just putting their eyelashes on the book. Right? So what I'm saying is, this is going to happen. People.
We commercial. We commercialism. It's like it's no yeah, more than a guy.
I'm glad you said that. We're commercial because guess what? I was looking at something the other day and I was saying, I was looking at, you know, they got all these games. You know they got the NBA playoffs. Right? You know how they do. They want the series to go 7 games. All that. You know how they do it, right? But if you go look at any game, they're saying, hey, we got live betting. And you got, now I got to find out how you spend an NBA player for life, but you got NBA players on sports betting commercials. You got Kevin Hart doing DraftKings and all this. Y'all know y'all letting me know the game is illegal. I knew the other day, I told my boy, you ain't got to watch Indiana Jason New York Knicks game. Knicks, Indiana favored by 5.5, they're going to win. Minnesota favored by 2.5. They're going to beat the hell out of Denver probably. Well, guess what? Denver lost by 45, the number 45 again, 45th president of the United States, pay attention. And then, and then Minnesota favored by how much, I mean, Denver favored by how much night? 4.5. Come on, man.
Hey, that's what I say. Love all y'all. Wow.
Can I ask something to you about the congresswoman's little cat fight? She was mentioning that the judge in the case in New York and his daughter working for Biden. And when she said that, that's when the argument started. But then I said to myself, well, why did Marjorie have to go there and even mention them eyelashes?
Right.
You know what
now
I mean?
Why bring that up?
That worked out crazy.
That was the point she was trying to make. So, therefore,
right.
It was all bullshit.
It was all bullshit. Okay, now, let's go there. Okay, so both of y'all agree. Both of y'all got two comments on there. I'm glad we get some on there because, again, I agree with what y'all are saying. Now, let's look at why Marjorie seems to be kind of like in the doghouse because she wanted to go against the Speaker of the House. Because the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, Trump and them, and I'm thinking of myself because we're going to go into the Israel part of how this is going to play out because Israel getting ain't having a good day either. Because now the Turkish government just shot up one of the people up in Ukraine. They done shot some people, some president up. They about to get it on.
The prime minister of Slovenia got shot in blood.
That's what I'm talking about. I just didn't know. Yeah, got shot. They trying to say who did that now. The same thing happened with the Duke of Ferdinand. He got shot. They started World War One and Two with the bullshit. So I'm just saying to y'all, these like distractions because. Why would Marjorie Taylor bring that up? Knowing black woman, then a Puerto Rican chick, going New York style. I mean, we got two high, spicy black people
over there. What she's trying to do is, I think, is trying to play the role.
You think she did a good job?
Yeah, yeah. I'm on your team. But then I got something on her ass.
Do you think that was a good move? You say it's not a good move by Marjorie, and I'm thinking, why would she do that? I got to look at her now kind of like, why would she do that? You asked a very good question. You distracted
her.
Stay on course. All right, let me get some more callers. Let me get some more callers. I got a lot of people going. Let me go. Oh, 8079.
Hey, I appreciate your show every week, my man. It opened my eyes to a lot of things. I appreciate it. But getting back to the weather wars that's going on around the United States, man.
Yeah.
We had one up here in Buffalo, and you were talking about the medical people that couldn't get the help they needed. I listened to the radio station because my electricity didn't go out during that worst storm. And every call that came in, minute after minute, was, could someone go help my father, my mother, because they on medical machines, they on oxygen,
right,
and we can't get to them, nobody get to them, but they only said 40-something people passed away in that hellfire storm, man. But you got hundreds of thousands of people calling in every minute for a whole week talking about they can't get to their family member, a member that need medical help because they on oxygen, whatever, diabetes, whatever, man. You know, so you're right in that respect like that, so. And then another thing with this Neuralink that's going on, they just had this black doctor on TV this morning talking about it, and they're moving full steam ahead with that, you know, but they're trying to sugarcoat it, though, you know. But the black folks that's doctors, they into the money game with the white folks, man. That's just how it go here.
That's how it go.
You know? And then another thing people better realize is if solar electricity is so much better than the electricity that you get now, why are they telling people to cut back on electricity? Because when you look at AI going to need more electric power than anything that ever been on the planet. So it's a natural resource that they're trying to harness. If you go check out in the stock market, AI is hooked up to the electrical power. They need it so bad, man, and they tell you not to fucking use it.
Hey,
I agree with you, brother, because they already talked about brownouts and blackouts this year coming. They said blackouts and brownouts could come this summer. They already told you.
Hold on. Somebody
in the
car. Somebody in the car.
That's right.
Don't have me find everybody in the car. Somebody in the car. If you're in the car moving around, put yourself on mute so you get silent. If you're moving around, silence yourself. I hear a lot of movement. This is a show. We try to hear everybody. All this background noise is somebody out there doing it because we let you stay mute. Mute yourself if you're moving. If you're going to be stationary, able to talk when you don't have all that, that's fine. But all this moving, car beeping, no. We're going to have to do that. Okay, now, brother, let's go back to this. You mentioned weather, all this stuff that they're doing. That big storm that just happened. The big storm that just happened was gigantic in scope. And a lot of people, a million people lost electricity just recently, like the brother said. Virginia brother just said, it just released all kind of people without electricity. So the death counts ain't being accurate here. I have a problem with going on with the death counts because, anyway, I'm looking at stuff that y'all just said, these storms, people dying, the COVID, all this stuff. We learned out that they were lying about the death of just to get the money. And we know it's true, but the media could do that. Now, for what brother brought to our attention, I got Miss Kim. Miss Kim, I'm gonna try to call you. I'm gonna call you live, Miss Kim, if you're on the line this night. I'm gonna call you from the board. Give me a minute. I gotta play this for everybody because you know what? Some people, the fact that y'all brought it to our attention, appreciate y'all, all y'all on this line, for what y'all saying. No one knew about. I forgot Malcolm Beck's birthday day. I did. It's just so much to be happy. I said, "Damn, good, glad y'all." That's why I love it. Now. We got to just let Malcolm play something for y'all, man. It'll be unreal not to let Malcolm talk for the dead. Malcolm tried to warn you. He really did. He tried. He really did.
In this crooked game of power politics here in America, the Negro, namely the race problem, integration, civil rights issue, are all nothing but tools used by the whites who call themselves liberals against another group of whites who call themselves conservatives, either to get into power or to retain power. Among whites here in America, the political teams are no longer divided into Democrats and Republicans. The whites who are now struggling for control of the American political throne are divided into liberal and conservative camps. The white liberals from both parties cross party lines to work together toward the same goal. And white conservatives from both parties do likewise. The white liberal differs from the white conservative only in one way. The liberal is more deceitful, more hypocritical than the conservative. Both want power, but the white liberal is the one who has perfected the art of posing as the Negro's friend and benefactor. And by winning the friendship and support of the Negro, the white liberal is able to use the Negro as a pawn or a weapon in this political football game that is constantly raging between the white liberals and the white conservatives. The American Negro is nothing but a political football, and the white liberals control this ball through tricks or tokenism, false promises of integration and civil rights. In this game of deceiving and using the American Negro, the white liberals have complete cooperation of the Negro civil rights leader, who sell our people out for a few crumbs of token recognition, token gains, token progress. In the New York Tribune, in an editorial dated February the 5th, 1960, they pointed out that out of 11 million qualified Negro voters, only 2,700,000 actually take time to vote. This means that, roughly speaking, only 3 million out of the 11 million Negroes who are qualified to vote take an active part. And the remaining 8 million remain voluntarily inactive. And yet it is this small minority, the 3 million Negro voters, who help determine who will be the next president. If who will be the next president can be influenced by 3 million Negro voters, it is easy to see why the presidential candidates of both political parties put on such a false show with the Civil Rights Bill and promises of integration. They must impress the 3 million voting Negroes who are the actual integration seekers. And if so much fuss is made over these 3 million integration seekers, what would the presidential candidates have to do to appease the 8 million non-voting Negroes if they ever decided to become politically active? They hold the balance of power. Who are the 8 million non-voting Negroes? What do they want? And why don't they vote? The 3 million Negro voters are the so-called middle-class Negroes, or high-class Negroes, or uppity Negroes, who are referred to by the late Howard University sociology professor E. Franklin Frazier as the black bourgeoisie.
There you go. That's all I got to say. He at the bourgeoisie. That's what Biden went to. He went to the 4 points.
I mean, this is really easy to see. That's why he got to go there.
He went to appease the bourgeoisie, which is called the boule. Not hard to see. Let me get it on. We got more to go. We got more. Let me go to my brother here. He called from another country.
Or the advisor to the king. The advisor to the king.
To the king. There you go. That's why I got to get my man, brother, man, Steve Coakley. I got, man, thank you, Steve. I know you did with the dead, but, bro, you got your light shine on the rays from exposed neck. Let me hear from you. Brother Caddy, I see you out there. Go ahead. Because I know you called from
What's
over there.
What's going on?
Go ahead. We going. We doing it. We brought a lot of stuff up.
Let me tell you something very interesting. I don't know if you read my mind and stuff, but when you posted up King Charles, I'm in contemplation for a month about going to Paris. And when you posted it up, everything made sense, because King Charles and Prince William are going to show up in France around the same time I'm going to show up for that so-called World War II Victory Day. It's like two events they're going to be having. And when you brought up the red painting, the portrait, and some people had already decoded it, showing the Baphomet with the two images. But when you mentioned Princess Diana, which they called a die because she was scheduled to die, and happened in Paris, that could be very much his downfall. Because they already setting up Prince William to be the next king, because Prince Harry is not even the son of King Charles. Princess Di was destroying the family. She was pretty much a harlot. And she was Fayed, the son that she was with, she was pregnant with him, with another child. So you right on point about everything you've been throwing out there. So I just find that a coincidence.
Now go look up the sample. What's anybody looked at the picture yet? I got the lines open. Do y'all not see what's on his shoulder? Anybody take a good look what's on his shoulder? I can't say it to somebody, maybe tell me. I don't want to give it out like that, but go ahead. Somebody find that picture for me. I got the line open. I ain't cutting nobody. Go ahead, Brother Kenny. Go ahead, Kenny.
The Baphomet.
The MK Ultra
uses that symbol.
No, not the Baphomet. It's not on his shoulder.
MK Ultra uses it.
It's a butterfly.
The Monarch Butterfly.
Monarch Butterfly is on his shoulder. Did y'all see it? It's right there. It's a butterfly. That's why Michael Jackson made the butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
Butterfly. I tell you, they know.
It's a wing.
Huh?
So that's one thing of how they work is because every time they, in order for them to do anything, they have to tell us, they have to show us. That's the rule.
They got to show us. They got to tell
like
us. Go ahead. I'm like all red.
I mean, that's the ugliest thing. It's like, I mean, how would you feel if they showed you a picture of your death coming? Like, man, the man's 75 years old, so he ain't going to care that much. But,
I think, in my opinion, I think it represents the Red Lodge. That's what I think.
That's very possible. I definitely won't argue with that.
That man put a butterfly. He in regalia. He in military regalia. Look at him. And I said, man, they putting it to our face. They showing it in our face. Because they believe they are the children of Yahweh. Now, I'm going to read something for y'all. But, Katie, stay with me. I got something for y'all. It's going to be ugly. Don't get mad at me. I ain't make this up. All I do is go look up. I'm just like what they call a griot researcher from Ashwar Kwesi told us that you got Dr. Ben said just keep church. All these people that we've seen come to Buck State, all here, Florida State. I've been to so many conferences that folks been at. Ray could attest to that. I just keep looking. I don't stop until it's time to go. But I found something unbelievable. I'm in shock. What I'm reading to you is on paper. I got it from the manuscript. It says special notice to all Jews. I said, wow, what is this? Listen carefully. I'm going to read this. The Central Conference of the American Rabbis at the 49th Annual Conference held in New York, should have known, on June 26, 1937, declared for the exemption of Jews from military service in accordance with the highest interpretation of Judaism, unquote. Second, our Talmud tells us when you go to war, do not go as the first, but as the last, so that you may return as the first. Unquote. Second, see, I know y'all, I got it stamped by the Rabbi Conference. October, like I say, it's like, what the hell got an October date on the slash? Then it goes on to say, this is what's frightening, y'all. Why should we, the only truly international people, be concerned with a mutable interest of stupid grown nations? We must do everything in our power to help the great president who has helped us so greatly in establishing control. Support the draft law when it is presented to the American people. Support England and France again. But this is the part I want y'all to understand what they're thinking. Well, they are fighting Judah's greatest enemy, the Grom of Germany State. Now, I said, it's about certified. I mean, I got the whole thing on there. Anti-Defamation League. It's out there. Manuscripts out there, y'all. Y'all just go look up the right places. You'll find them. Now, I want to know from you.
You know,
They sound like they think they're the chosen people.
Can I say something else I found interesting?
Go. Yeah, I got you on it.
It's going to shake the Christian foundation if they don't ever listen. They better listen now.
Okay,
the Dead Sea Scrolls, they was found in 1947 in the Qumran Caves, which I've been there. It's in Israel, and that's where the Essenes were. The reason why they never put out the information, because it revealed that the wedding of Cana in John chapter 2, and everybody need to pick up the Bible and read it, they left out the groom and the bride name because that was Jesus and Mary of Magdala getting married. Now, what's so interesting about that is that in France right now, they have a synagogue, a temple where actually they claim that Mary Magdalene is actually buried at. Right there in France.
In France, that's what I heard. But it's got a name for it, the Medivisian Order. It's called the Medivisian.
Yes.
The Medivisian Order. Now, I want y'all to look this up because if you don't look this up, I mean, when y'all be looking, tell me, go look up Billy Carson. He's saying the same thing because we already know where he's coming from. This has already been out. It's in all the hidden ancient stories that's out there. It's not hard to look up. But, yeah, it's been there for years. Now, let's go there since you brought this up. The Balfour Agreement, y'all. The Balfour Agreement. In 2 minutes, y'all want y'all, Brother Cat, since you are international, I do know that for sure. You see a lot of things. Now, how do you explain it? Now, I want y'all to realize, I put up there George Soros on your slide. George Soros has, now they know George Soros is finance. Don't y'all find that strange, black people? Unless you are not the 3%, the 10%, that's why it's called the talented 10. The 10% that sold you for silver and gold, that's the 10%. That's why he went to them. He had to go to them. That's the only place he's going to go. Got to go to the 10%. So he goes to the talented 10, and then y'all watch this, and y'all don't realize, is it making sense to you that they want you to protect Palestine, and most of your neighborhoods that are black in New York and other, you got Yemen, Palestinians already there. And before this happened, did they tell you what was going on? Has any of those storekeepers say, hey, man, let me let you know what's going on? You know, they're trying to kill us and everything. They might kill you. They ain't now one. I can say for me. I'm going to speak for me. I ain't never had one Arab storekeeper tell me, yo, man, look, this is what we're doing.
I know.
Not one.
The doctor did increase. Did he tell you he increased your pain medicine to 10?
Okay. Somebody at the doctor.
No. I want to let you know he did increase it to 10 for you, so you can get 10 milligrams of oxycodone every 4 hours.
That's my phone. That's after that. She's at the doctor's. I can tell. Okay, after that, we got to find you. There you go. Somebody at the doctor's. Okay.
I didn't know we could get doctor appointments on Sunday. Wow.
Yeah, we got to find out what state that is. Okay, it's not you. Okay, I know you ain't doing it. Okay, I got to find where y'all at.
Yeah, I'll meet when I'm.
You can talk. It's not you, Brother Kevin. Keep going. I was looking for the one who's doing it.
It's not me.
Okay.
I was muted, yo.
I know. Okay, I got this crew is somewhere down the bottom. I got okay. Go ahead. I got you. Go. Keep going.
So where we lining up at? Now you got Tesla. Then you got the Jesus with the apron on. So and that's still going to tie back to the images of George Washington with the apron on. But with the part that they still not answering is because George Washington, like many others, built temples. They built the temples. They built the structures. So people in the lodges today, they're not building nothing. They can't.
No,
if you told them to go build a house, they couldn't do it.
Well, they would.
They don't have that.
They was building then. That's why I say I know where you come from. They was building then. Now, let's go with this because America, and I'm going to go with this January 6th with the Judge Edel. Y'all don't realize the Supreme Court, by them doing that, y'all, that is a serious thing they did.
by him, if this is true, he had the flag. He said, you know, it's already a takeover. He was warning you then. That was his way of warning you. That was his way of warning y'all. But y'all might not see it like that, so I have to come to the grips that, you know, everybody don't see the same. So that was the real warning.
And you
What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, here's another thing. The Pope, now, they came out, they're trying to address that this is the guidelines dealing with extraterrestrial aliens. So they already know, they got introduced to the world that all this stuff is real. There's no more covering up. So, therefore, they're letting you know that the contract the Caucasians was given when they made with the devil, which are called the Jebusites, they claim and fake themselves as Jews, that contract is up. There's no more time. They always told there was a certain amount of time they're going to sit in the seat because all the black people. Let me say this. The intergalactical crime that the Caucasians had done, they took the black man and turned him into a whole nother man. That's their crime.
I know when y'all say something, I got to make sure wouldn't that make them like if they able to make us something else, they're like they gods over us. Is that what them? As you say, they sent them down to make them say be gods over. Because remember, if they able to alter our DNA, which they are actually come to grips that this is happening, how do you look at that? Like how do we look at that? Like you know, if they actually able to change the black man at that type of level, how should we look at these type of people?
Well, I'm going to say the mentality level, they changed.
Right.
Because but the thing they won't tell you is they're going to come out with it. The Civil War and the Revolutionary War, extraterrestrials did come and aid people on America's side. They came to burn the White House. A storm came out the way. A tornado knocked the whole British army off. Just out of nowhere, which meaning that there are ships in the sky who we call Agigi, the Shams, or the starships, the eye on top of the pyramid that's not attached to the pyramid, those are the ships. That was always over. That's why it's God blessed America. This land, when we came together, we blessed the country. That's only by the blood of the black man. That's what blessed means, blood of the black man. That was us. This is what we did. And the white man hates us because nothing he can do without us. They talking about building a temple over in Israel, but they had to bring in the Ethiopians out of Ethiopia to bring them in Israel.
I understand that construct, what you're saying, but the Ethiopians are either twofold, because I've seen a couple of tapes back in the early days. One thing I want to say, I look at old stuff, Tony Brown Journal, got to give him credit. Tony Brown's there, of course, but Tony Brown Journal is one of the best. Should be. Did you see, they don't let Tony Brown ever get the accolades he should get. He was bringing all them mindsets together. They were saying some crazy shit back in them days. And you listen to some of them shows that he had. I watched the fight. I'm going to compare the fight to that. I mean, Saudi Arabia got black people. It ain't like Saudi Arabia is without black people. I'm trying to figure out.
I mean, they got millions of black people.
Right, but they don't act like they Saudi Arabia. They ain't gonna act like they U.S. black. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, y'all can tell me if you y'all think about that. I don't see them as I like a brother said earlier. I might kind of over them like the black and white because whatever George Washington did, he still had to do trade with these people. He traded with them. He did something because they helped rebuild whatever galactic thing he had. It's something about it, could be true about it, but let's go with the fact that he was with black people. I mean, he got the dude with him, King Whipple's here. I mean, we got all these Jangles running around. Germans are running around. They wouldn't call it Germans, y'all. They were called Prussian. The Prussian. It was Germany wasn't called that time. It was called Prussia. So Prussia is
the
school system.
That's
the school system we got today. Learned by rote, came from the Prussian Empire. So if you don't know these empires as they grow, it's almost mute because sometimes you get caught up with just thinking the Germans, and you ain't thinking of Nazis and shit. You're not thinking of the Germanic Saxony and all this shit. Then you find when you get into Saxony, and when you really study, you get into the Etruscan, you get into now the Carthage, and you get into the blacks. I mean, they're the leprechauns. I mean, this is like, you know, magical shows where our people say one thing to each other on these social medias. In reality, they don't believe anything. Because if you really believe this stuff, why aren't we asking the ARAB in our communities for loans? See what I'm saying? Try it. Try and see what happens. If you really brothers with the ARAB.
I mean, we...
No, no, no. I'm actually all y'all. I'm not just talking to you. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to everybody out there listening. So I'm bringing truth to facts. Not no fucking factual fantasy y'all coming up some fantasy sex. This is reality sex.
Hey, we don't even like them over here. You know that?
We don't
even like them over here. Like, right. even the Muslims over here in Ethiopia, Sudan, we don't have no association with them over there in Arabia because they're under Dina Islam, the crescent moon. So they got demonic stuff added into what they do.
That's
and the whole suppression of the woman, they got that in there. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's
Hold on. I want y'all to hear. I want to hear this from all y'all there because Brother Caddy's saying some stuff. Okay, I'm going to bring y'all back in once I hear that sound again. Okay, that sound like too much going on. You already got the signal on. All right, let me see. I'm trying to bring all
hey.
The people out. Okay, who
What's
said
going
hey?
On?
There you go.
What's going on? 7981.
Okay, seven. There you go. Finally. Okay, I had you in there.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, listen.
Go.
I was listening earlier. You played the audio about that. The dude that said he want to come back as a virus.
That was King. That
now,
was Prince Charles.
Yeah. Not only that. That was. I listened to that yesterday. Ironically, also said that they want to come out with a virus just to kill people. And this is years and years ago.
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, what about the people?" The dude said, "Fuck the people. Worry about your own family." You know, but they knew about this years ago. It ain't some shit that just started. That's happening. They knew about it years ago.
Years ago.
They had it already planned years ago. Years ago. So all this stuff that's going on. And then today, man, people going crazy in Buffalo. I took a friend of mine to the store. They don't shut their food stamp cards down. Everybody. Everybody in New York State.
Right.
They said it was on
the news. They switched it over to a new company that they're under now. A new company bought the SNAP program, or they merged with whatever company.
Wow.
New AI equipment. So they will be under another AI.
Oh,
that's
going
to
monitor
Hold on.
But you know what, though? That was also on that tape, one of the younger Rockefeller people.
Go ahead, brother. Keep going.
That was one of the younger Rockefeller people that said, fuck the people. We don't care about the people. We're about your own family.
He was talking to Alan Russo. Who made Eddie Murphy's movie Trading Places? Yeah, they killed him after he because the Rockefeller told him. He said, "Worry about yourself." He told Alan Russo that.
That's right.
I got the tape. I should find it right now so y'all can hear it. Cause I never heard it, but go ahead. Yeah, told him.
Okay, now that's it, brother. That's it. I'm gonna listen.
Oh man, much love to that one. Yeah, let's go there. Let's just take reality how we think as a people. Eddie Murphy, the dude who made Eddie Murphy movie Trading Places. Should have been a clue that Eddie at the elite. The Eddie married to a white woman. Y'all ain't got no problem with that shit. That's why I say black people are so manufactured. It's okay if you at least have other pussy. It's okay. It's okay. Eddie Murphy can fuck an onslaught of people. Y'all don't have no. It's amazing to me how the psyche of the black world is right now, especially America. Don't worry about Africa. Just in America. Everybody, we have told you. We gave you, we were in a few shows that told you you was God. I don't even know a show, except for where I learned it from, said God is bitches. And I tell anybody, it's a fact. Go look up God is bitches in a dictionary, and you will be like, wow, now you see why they got dogs. Why you see why they are the name of the dog. Why you see why Rome was made by two dogs. They were sucking up a dog, a wolf, werewolf. I mean, this shit is real. If y'all can't figure that out, it's not nobody's fault but yours. Somewhere in your parents' DNA, you didn't get the memo. Because some people having dumb kids. You're going to have to realize this. This is something I came to grips with. Ain't no way everybody going to tell me they got, you ain't going to have all geniuses. Ain't going to happen. It'd be nice. Ain't going to happen. But you got to say to yourself, how do we teach these kids that we did have? This is why I tell you, you can't be blaming all these entities when you the number one entity that's causing your own, our own problems. So that's why I'm treating you on everything. I don't blame too many. I just say the facts show this. Facts show that if black folks would even say one thing, it don't even take no weapons. I told you a long time ago, when somebody told me that, I said, damn, it's true. I learned it from this Dr. Clark. I said, well, damn. We don't need no weapons. Because all my life, I thought we was going to be killing some motherfuckers. I thought we were going to be knocking them out. I'm joining the army. We're going to be killing people. I'm thinking, you know, we got all this. Yeah, it's a good idea. Nah, man. Nah. You killing for the bankers. All wars is banker wars. Ain't none of us joined. We joined thinking we was doing patriotism. No. You doing bankers wars. The banks proved they got the weapon because they made the company. Don't you look up who finances the bank, the military? That's all you got. I mean, this ain't even hard to do. All you do is punch in Google. Number one investor in the military. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, what kind of people are we? We can't even figure this shit out. So now, they got to go to the next level. This is gonna be unbelievable. Now, this is what they're going to do. I'm giving it to you. Israel. Don't blame me. I'm getting it from their news. That's what I do. I go out there. Cause I know y'all would give, if I died tomorrow, I probably wouldn't get a lot of donations. All I can tell you is I'm going to keep doing it because I feel it. But this is what they're going to do to us. They're going to give us some bullshit like this. Listen, kid.
Aliens exist and President Trump knows about it. That's according to Israel's former space security chief. In an interview with an Israeli newspaper, he said the aliens have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are. NBC News Chief Global Correspondent Bill Neely explains this one.
Hi, Allison. Well, this is quite a story, and it comes from the man who headed Israel's space security program for nearly 30 years, Chaim Eshed. Is making the extraordinary claim that the United States and Israel have been in contact with a group of aliens for years, not immigrants, but extraterrestrials. He has called them the Galactic Federation of Aliens, and he says President Trump is aware of the existence of these aliens and had been on the verge of revealing their secrets, he claims, but was asked not to do so by the Federation in order to prevent what he calls mass hysteria. Well, a retired general says the U.S. and Israel have kept it from the public because, quotes, humanity isn't ready and the aliens don't want to reveal themselves until humanity can evolve, he says, and understand what space really is. Well, the good news is that he claims an agreement has been reached between the U.S. government and the aliens, a contract to do experiments here. There's also, he says, a secret underground base on Mars where there are American and alien representatives. Now, this former head of a branch of Israel's defense ministry is 87. He was very well respected, at least until now. And he said all this in an interview with an Israeli newspaper in Hebrew, but it's really taken off after parts of it were published in English by the Jerusalem Post today. He says he's come forward now in the hope that his news will be accepted as true. He notes that if he'd made these claims 5 years ago, he would have been hospitalized, but now he says, I've got nothing to lose. Well, so far, President Trump has not tweeted about this, though remember a year ago, he did set up the Space Force as the fifth branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. Well, we did ask the White House, the Department of Defense, and Israeli officials to comment. So far, they have not responded to the NBC News request, and I wonder if they ever will. Allison.
President-elect Joe Biden formally introducing his team of health experts today and announcing a three-part plan to fight the coronavirus in his first 100 days in office.
It's not a secret how to do it. Masking, vaccinations, opening schools. These are the three key goals for my first 100 days.
NBC News correspondent Mike Memoli joining me now from Wilmington, Delaware. Mike, what else did Joe Biden say about his 100-day plan to fight COVID?
Well, Allison, we tuned in to the Biden event today expecting a personnel announcement, and we got something of a surprising policy discussion in terms of Biden setting these very clear goals for his first 100 days. We know he's been reading a lot about FDR, really leaning in to setting some benchmarks for him. And you touched on it there, these three key goals he's setting. First, we've talked so much about masking. He wants to.
Now, this going to show you that this construct of aliens, Space Force, ain't heard. You ain't heard. You hardly ever hear about Space Force, do you? You ain't heard about Space Force no more, hardly. That's it. You heard. So what is that strange? Trump brought up Space Force, ain't talked about no more. Biden ain't mentioned Space Force since he's been a president. You can find one, please send it to us so we can put it on the air. I would love to hear facts. Send it to us. We don't need bullshit. Facts. Send it to us. We'll put it on the air. I have not heard nobody mention Space Force at all since the Galactic Federation met with the Trump card. So what does the Trump card cover? Now, I'm going to give you a scenario and see if I can handle this. I'm putting everybody in who ain't making noise, who wasn't making. Okay. You can mute yourself now if you are, but I want y'all to tell me now. Think about this now. I ain't heard of Space Force.
Space Force still exists.
I just said it exists. I just said that. I said it exists. You ain't heard it from Biden no more. Since the Galactic Federation was set up, now we ain't heard nothing about it at all. Now, it still exists.
You heard of it.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you where it exists at. In South Florida, if you looked at UFC, Central Florida got a good football team, so everybody watches it. You see, they got NASA uniforms and shit. They got some new shit on. Look like Space Force. Got Space Force emblem. I told y'all. I know we talk a lot about making somebody, if you're breathing heavy, put yourself, if you can't breathe without sounding like you're dying, put yourself on mute, please. We don't want to have you cardiac arrest on the program. Please, thank you. If you can't breathe good, put yourself on mute. I ask y'all that. Yeah, everybody who can't breathe, please. But I'm hearing a lot of heavy breathing. Just mute yourself. You can still. I'm not gonna cut you off. I'm just saying, mute yourself if you know you can't breathe. I got to look for the same people again. That's what I tell y'all. See how you can't be nice to our black folks? You can't. You try to give everybody opportunity to not have all this noise. All you say is just mute yourself.
No, I can find them.
Antoinette, and somebody, where's she at? Antoinette, you talking while we having a program. That's why I don't get it, if that's you.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's not, wasn't you, Antoinette, I'll take that back. I found the culprit. Yeah. All right, now. I guess I'm going to leave the ones who did not do it. Y'all deserve to be on. If y'all didn't, let me check. Let me see it. Yeah, there she goes. Yeah, sorry about that, sister. You wasn't you either. Okay. Bottom level, y'all too crazy down there. We're going to keep it where we at. Now, all y'all online, we need y'all to, with Brother Caddy. Caddy, you still in here? Caddy? Because Caddy, I know what
you're doing. Yeah, I'm still here.
Now, you've been military. Explain to us why you think we'd ever heard. I mean, you just mentioned, I played what you mentioned. I play what y'all say so you won't be... Talk about y'all crazy. See, I play what y'all say so you can see you ain't crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, the whole Space Force 6 or Space Force, it's been in before, way before Donald Trump, by the way. All these people are liars, but because the truth is, they know about the Galactica, but it's not white people. It's people look like black people. And they trying their best to come up with some equipment to stop the black people from coming back. And it's like that's the most dumbest thing they can do because they have the power. Us up in the sky got the power to shut that, make lead not work. You can have a gun and doesn't matter. We can stop it from shooting. You know, you understand? We on a whole nother vibration, no whole nother level. So we gave them 6,000 years. Everything that happened within 6,000 years.
They occupying our buildings, our government buildings all over the country. So we and black folks was turned into a whole other man where he don't realize this is all about him. This is all about everybody, nobody else but him. Once he wake up, because when you go into the Israel thing, the only thing you finding out is that that's a part of us that keep transgression, keep going against the laws. We always getting help because we keep messing up. And so now what Heavenly Father did is say, okay, we got the devil down here. We're going to let all these other people step in, and y'all going to learn.
So so you figure, like, as a transgression, he dropped. God damn. That's his fault. Okay. Kelly, I don't know what happened. Your phone just dropped again. All y'all out there listening. Where my boy? Virginia, you with me? I got to get Virginia in here. Virginia. I'm sorry about that, brother. I found you. I'm looking for you, too. Let me say this.
What's good, bud?
Yeah, I want to make sure I got you in there, everybody in there, because
I'm in.
I'm not saying who was. I'm just trying to make sure y'all realize we try to. It's hard to hear when people got cars on. So if y'all doing that, I just tell y'all mute. All you do is hit the one button again, and it'll take you out.
I'm on mute.
No, I got you. I got you. No, I ain't say that. I got everybody in there who I knew wasn't you. That's why I got everybody in there. I got a few of y'all in there. Those of you I got in there, I got 9161. Just so you know, you're in the queue. 9927-0997-6661-8177. Let me look for my word sisters. All y'all want to get in now that's new, all y'all at the bottom, hit the number one button. I will bring y'all in. Now, let's get to where we at with this. I told you the ancient world really never left. And so if they like really here with us, that we call them, like, you know, if these fallen entities, the watchers that y'all calling them, are still with us, it's not by accident that this is happening. Then you got to ask yourself about those who say with the Hebrew stuff. And the Bible says you can't trust, according to that Bible story, you can't do nothing to Cain. I would say, don't touch Cain. So even if you talk against the white man, like, I'm just using that because that's what y'all in your psyche believe. Facts say that's what you say you believe. The white man is the devil, Cain. And so if that's Cain, you can't touch him no way. So what's the issue? You can't touch him. According to your Bible story, you can't touch Cain at all. He said, leave him for the last days. God at the time would deal with him, which is very strange too. Y'all don't find that strange? If y'all got an answer, please feel free to come on. I just trying to be the ones who was making noise. I brought a bunch of y'all back in. Y'all don't find that strange? That even though we claim the white man as the devil, let's just go with that decree. He did everything. According to that Bible story, though, you ain't going to be able to touch him. When I read that, I said, well, damn, that's strange. You can't touch this boat.
Now, what if black people is just the minions for the actual devil? Now, you say God is black, the devil is black too. So, what if the white folks is just the minions?
You got Disney World got minions. They're showing the minions. They must be. Right. They might be.
What color are they though? So, what if they are?
I'm saying. Is color actually something now? Because I know the most of our, I'm just going to say for me.
It's propaganda.
If the white man is part of this propaganda too with the Bible of the, don't touch Cain, Cain seed, enter me in this seed, you don't heard them scriptures, all blah, 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 and all this stuff. And then we go and say, well, wait a minute. Maybe that's why we can't do nothing with him.
Who created all the laws and the statutes of the codes and all this other stuff to protect their criminal actions. So I know that there's more than just one color involved in this.
Right.
Who is constructing these laws and stuff?
Well, I'm asking y'all. I just said. Either way, the black people that believe, you might not believe, because I know. Well, sister, what you going to say? Give me somebody else. What you going to say, sister? I heard you up there. AT, what you going to say?
Yeah, I
want to hear some questions about how y'all going
to. Yeah, I was going to say that Cain could be not the black race that exists, but the race of the white people.
So
and
Cain
the
is
reason
the race
why
of
I
the
say
white
that
people.
Is because in Enoch, Abel is heard mentioning Cain, see, you know, he's still have emotions behind Cain. So what Abel did in heaven is he put a curse on Cain's seed, and he said he wants to minimize the seed on earth. And if you look at all the races, the seed that is more minimized than anybody else's seed is the white seed. They only make up a very small fraction. Let's say we have 7 billion people on Earth.
I got
white
you. We
seed
got
is only about maybe a billion.
Just so you don't have to get the same scenario that we heard before. I just want to make you concise. Can we get concise today? At the time frame we're going, I want concise, not longevity answers. Okay, so they don't want to have kids. They're promoting abortions. Now, what kind of people then would follow that if you know that, and you say they want us to have less seed, and they know that, then the agenda is what they have. What'll be the agenda for them
that they
to do
want
that?
To have less seed, it's just genetics. It's like black man produces more seed than a white man.
I got that. We got that. We're not dumb to that. We want you to give us concise questions and answers now. If you're saying that they cannot have kids, we got that. Can you please tell us? What would be the purpose then for them to extinct? That they will have sex with black men to create more kids? That would be the question.
That's the key with them right now. They know that they're not. I'm not saying they can't have kids. They just don't populate as much as the other.
Don't populate much.
The other races.
Japan needs your seed, and they need your seed. Japan men.
Right.
Men. Brothers. Melanated men, Japan is begging for you to come.
No, I looked that up. Yeah, they made that up.
Yeah, they need our seed to populate. They need to keep their bloodline to us.
That came from Tasha K. They made that up. That's Tasha K. And now, if you're on Facebook, I told you AI going to make you believe shit. The Chinese government ain't trying to get a bunch of y'all to go over there. Believe me, you will not make it. So go ahead and try it.
Oh, no, they're over there. I've seen some videos where they are asking.
I watched the videos you gave.
They're not taking a population.
Y'all can look it up yourself. I've seen it. I thought it was interesting. Go look it up. People I know, the government got... You're not going over there to take over anything. You best to be careful going there too, because they look ain't that many. Look at the population of black people from Africa. It's very minute. They're not playing with their immigration laws like we are. See, that's what y'all ain't getting. Yeah, you go over there. See, people think I could go over there and live, but that ain't gonna help you. We getting nationhood mixed up with individualhood. Individualhood. Most of us should be able to go over there with a credit card. That's individualhood. I say the concept that most of y'all talk about with this is a nation, a group, find a data nation of this. You ain't going over there as no nation. Individually, yeah, you can go over there.
They might not have a lot of them inside their country, Japan and China and the Asian period, but they over there in Africa fucking up the storm. So don't tell me they bring it back to them happy babies country.
All I can say is this. You can say what you want about that, but the Chinese is the winners. We not the winners. They the winners. Because they aren't going to teach you. You take if a bunch of black folks go here from the United States over there, have sex with some Chinese people, I guarantee you they ain't going to be, it's going to be some stipulations to this. They ain't going to be like, oh, they ain't going to just let you have sex with their kids, the people over there, and you think you're going to live like a guy. Nah, I looked it up.
My daughter's people I know looked it up, and it's got some flaws. Y'all got that from Tasha K. Most of y'all got a video from Tasha K, a gossiper on TV. That's where we're getting this shit from. Now, why would y'all watch Tasha K in these type of shows? I do not know. I watch it. It's like, why? Why are we watching these people? What are they telling you? Now, y'all hated Jaguar White. Let's get into, since y'all like gossip so much. Jaguar White. Y'all thought she was crazy. I heard many of y'all talking about that bitch ain't shit. Her husband fucking her up. Now that she right, I tell y'all, don't listen to black people. You're going to be fucked up.
I never said anything bad about Jaguar White.
You already feeling guilty. Ain't nobody mentioned you say nothing. I mentioned what I seen.
No,
I
I'm not
that you told me anything.
I actually watched her video.
I said, I watched the same one. Tasha, I said Jaguar.
It's bad.
Tasha K. Tasha K, know what
you're
talking about?
Let me
tell me. Just to
say hey, something. She was the first one spitting that venom on Diddy and all them boys doing that nonsense. She was
right.
Up and they were saying she was crazy.
Right.
I don't think these niggas talking about the passport boys.
Y'all watch videos like I watch it. I ain't trying to bait y'all on this shit. I just know
I do
y'all
watch videos.
Everybody watch videos.
Sound like a little bit, that's in my house.
I'm actually talking.
Okay, well, let's go to another room. Come on, we out of here. All right, just mute yourself for a minute till we get some clarity to this. Look, I just want y'all to know we're trying to have a good program. We don't, y'all don't get this. We're trying to make sure y'all get heard. We don't want to hear a bunch of noise. That's all I'm asking y'all. If you got kids, ain't my fault. Just go. If you can't get away in your house, just say, listen, boom. It's like, anybody want to hear all them kids on there? Now, all I can tell y'all is this. You wouldn't, see, this is the difference between black folks and people. See, if white people was on here, you'd be quiet as fuck. You'd be mice. So you always talk about the white man, but you do everything they say. Everything. Mm-hmm. I can prove this with facts. Everything. You always talking about what you ain't going to do, you do everything they say. See, one thing about this show, I ain't going to lie to myself. I ain't going to lie to the people, the audience that listen. Everybody want to pretend. Like, you listening to, if that white man tell you tomorrow that you got to come down there or else, you there. So let's stop it. Let's stop the lies. Let's be with solution. Solution is, you don't join nothing. You don't join a thing. You have nothing. If something was to happen, you'd be killed in immediately. Because ain't nobody joining y'all. Because you know why? Most people hate each other. My son did a song, people don't even speak no more. I said, man, we can't even speak. We so nervous because they got us on paranormal. I'm going to tell you why. Because I like y'all to listen to stuff, but I want you to analyze. This ain't the same show. I know y'all like other people. This ain't the same show. If you love to be aggrandized, remember that word we used to learn, self-aggrandizement. I mean, I got to feel good off myself. That means you only want to hear good shit. Good shit ain't going to get you nowhere. It's the bad shit that's fertilized. Yeah, that's why I say all the years I worked at these places, I see that y'all don't realize you shit in a toilet. So yeah, I'm going to just bring it simple to you. You shit in a toilet. Many of you don't even know where it goes. That's how you know you ain't got no sense. I can tell you that right now. Many of you couldn't even track where your shit go. You couldn't even track where your shit end up. But I bet they can. They making money off your shit. Now, how about that one? Let's get some more callers.
hey, bro, you right. Hey, they collecting that shit now. They making meat out of it. It ain't no
That's
joke. Bro.
Hey, thank you, man. Snap. I'm glad people. I'm like, yeah. What's going on with this? Come on. That's why you got to ask. Can these people live? Because a lot of women out there, y'all look. Yeah, look. I'm just being honest about this. We ain't got much time. Somebody else effort. If you make a noise, mute yourself. If you know you're walking around your house I don't care about you walking. Just mute yourself and say, hey, let me go to a place where I could just, you know, go to the bathroom or something. I don't care where you go. But we just want to make sure we quiet on the set so y'all can talk. I'm going to bring some more calls in. Because what happened is y'all making more sense than most people can ever get right on this program. You don't need to pay for a lot of bullshit. It's real people talk. The people in the trenches. Everybody out there, if you're getting a million hits, that's because you unfiltered. Haven't y'all heard people, even the Gematry man, who was the teacher of a lot of people, even the white boy, he said he was filtered. I was filtered years ago. I got shows to prove with facts. 2,000 a day was listening. All of a sudden, it ain't hardly but a 200 and shit. Come on, y'all. They are monetizing the internet because they're looking for those who can wake people up at a certain amount of algorithms. See, I'm not gonna wake up the masses. Who gives a fuck about the dumb masses? Do you really? See, I'm on the white man's trip now. I'm on the Rockefeller. Would you really waste your time? Let's go really, y'all really well. You think you're gonna waste your time? Let's go to Haiti. Cause a lot of Haitians, we got a festival coming up here, gonna be beautiful, compound music down here in South Florida. And you think everybody gonna go, ain't no niggas rushing to Haiti to fight? Ain't that when? They all rushing here to live in their mind. Whether we say they ain't going to live good, in their mind.
Haiti's one of the most, Haiti's one of the richest places in the Caribbean, man. They better be over there and fight for Haiti. They got gold. They got all the minerals. They got everything you need. And they got
you still fighting?
Food.
I ask you a factual question. I know the history. We already know they got gold, underwater dwellings. We already know that. You see the Haitians in New York? Ain't that where you're located? You see them flocking to go fight?
No. I'm in Georgia.
Okay, you in Georgia? They in Georgia, too.
Yeah.
You see them flocking? You see them flocking back to go fight?
Hey, I see Haitians all over the place down here in Georgia.
The question I asked you was, do they look like they flocking back to go fight? That's what I asked you.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Good. Okay. I just want to make a question. See, facts, this ain't the same show. If you go on the show that you want to hear beautification, go to that show. I want facts. I don't want
to
hear about
everybody trying to get here. They trying to get here with you and me.
Right. Over
here.
I don't want that lying shit y'all go to other shows to do. Go to other shows. I don't care. We're at the point now in life, we could care less if you like to be lied to. We prove you love lies. Common sense tells you that. You love lies. And on this, come on, man. Sisters, I mean, y'all acting like y'all going on the show because I know y'all go on other shows. It's a lie fest. We're not gonna lie here. We're gonna say,
if that I was wrong with that information, John. That's all I say. I was wrong.
I ain't saying wrong with anything. I said we can continue on
our discussion on other things that's very important. Other than what
no, that's
I said
important
was wrong.
Because
and
a lot of people,
I'm admitting that
a lot
I
of people.
I made a mistake.
Being,
it was wrong.
Time out. I'm gonna say it one more time. No one even attacked you. When you coming on saying that is offending to me. I'm like, nobody blamed you. We say we having a conversation. You did not get blamed for anything. So why come on now? Act like you be. I said Tasha K, which is real. She's a real person. She came out saying this shit. I looked it up. She came on my screen. I said okay. Ain't nobody say that. You got the right to bring up what we're going to just analyze it. Don't come on here talking about you being blamed because that ain't the case. I don't want that even talked on. You go to some other show, say you've been blamed. You've not been blamed. You brought up a valid that's
no,
being
no,
talked about.
No, I was just saying
answer.
That I, you know, because of the misinformation,
you know.
I don't
I just,
want nobody, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Okay,
like,
I said enough. Can I just
yeah,
say enough?
You analyzed
enough.
It and everything.
That's emotional. All we talking about is facts. I said, you brought up something. I see. You know how many hits she got on that shit? See, I look at hits, too. She got about a million plus. Here and there. I said, damn, that's weird. Because a million niggas would have went. But they got to go through immigration. So that's what I'm saying. Sounds good, but immigration is about. That's all I'm adding. Don't come on here no more saying you've been blamed. You ain't been blamed on nothing.
But now I think about it, that was a form of what? Sex trafficking. Now that I think about
thank
it.
You.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just trying to get y'all to see what y'all say, and then we bring it up. We bring up y'all conversations. All y'all.
Clinton Foundation, too.
Right. All I'm doing is bringing the facts that y'all bring, and I add on, because y'all can't give me all of it. Luckily, we got a people that will help us get all of it. It's a lot of shit out here. Now, let's get deeper, because fuck that. Y'all talking about
I just told y'all, the global currency is here. I don't care how you believe. I'm telling you this already. Been saying this for how many years now? Because I already see everybody's mind. Sister, you've been around. You used to talk, go door to door. You know everybody can't believe the same. That's impossible. All you out there on the line who went door to door, you know our people ain't going to believe shit. That was the first survey. They can't even do the internet unless it's on some crazy shit. They won't go on the internet to find out nothing local about government. Guarantee you. If I say, why don't you go look up this and see if we can. I do it at my own place. See, I don't do just tell y'all. I'm giving you my surveillance overview. And the brother, my brother out here, you know what I'm talking about. If we go right now, downtown, overtown, and say, hey, why don't y'all sign a petition because you know we've been taken over. They'd be like, oh, well, who are you? See, automatic, because they've been programmed. I'm trying to get y'all to know you're working with non-humans. You might think you are. That's on you. I can't tell you who to think. But I'm telling you, from the program I've seen from Marnock is way beyond that old day. What Brother Tariq is talking about, he gave you the foundation. Brother Tariq said some stuff to me on time. If you see what he said on the internet and what Sister Celine, you on set, that's what I'm saying. You know they ain't even real people. You on set yourself. These are not real people.
Hey, bro.
Go ahead.
That's true.
Hey, bro.
Go ahead. Oh yeah,
didn't they have a psyop called Operation Monarch?
That's why I put that. He had it on his. That's why we talking this. The man had it on his lapel, right on his shoulder. He had a butterfly. According to what they said, they made it because Monarch butterfly sits on Charles' shoulders. It's the critics suggest it represents Project Monarch, an offshoot of MLK Ultra mind control program. He had to put that out there for y'all. Luckily, you able to talk about it. You know how many of y'all people can't even comprehend this shit? Y'all do y'all, I mean, y'all listen. How many of y'all did think y'all, let's go to the line. I'm going to go all for regions. I got eight regions here. Okay. I'm going to go to seven. You think the people know that the CDC is with Project Monarch in Georgia? Yes or no? Give me a reason. I'll give you one minute. 1 minute. Do you think they know and why you think they know or do you think they know? Which one is it? 770. Okay. Let me go to you, bro. 6661. Now, 1877. If don't come back late. If you got the chance, 1-877.
What's up, bro?
I said, I asked your number. Get it out your mouth. 1 minute.
Okay. I don't think that most people here in Georgia or in the United States question the CDC. They think of it as a legitimate government. An organization that is ran very
cheaply. But it's that little kite. You see this? See one of those little ones. I gotta try to see if I be able to use the butter knife.
Oh, yeah,
my mom said don't strip it. Yep, that's what she said. Don't try that. That's why I over it up.
I'm gonna go down. Yeah, keep going. I'm gonna go down the line because I see that we got people.
Did you hear my answer?
Yeah, go say your answer again. No one now, from here on out, at a certain point in time, whoever on the line will not get on the line no more because we can't have this, that y'all talking, having conversations. You know we actually do one simple thing, mute yourself. That's going to show you. You can't. See, that's why I know we're going to lose. But go ahead. I do this because I know we're going to lose because ain't no way of people could be this unstable. Go ahead. Ain't no way. Go ahead. Give me your explanation.
I was just saying that here in Georgia, where CDC is located, I can speak for Georgia. I know a lot of people here. I have friends that work in CDC. They highly respect the organization and do not doubt or think that they would do anything corrupt.
You say they would not do anything. In your mind, you know they will fight for the CDC, and you already said they could.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mute yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, I'm gonna mute everybody because I'm not gonna take no more of this. Y'all going overboard.
Okay.
No, we are not. You
can go to some other crazy show you believe in. That's on you. 6661. Do you believe, or you think, or do you know, or is it a fact that if we were to tell black folks here in South Florida what was happening with Project Mockingbird or Monarch Butterfly, would they believe you?
No.
Okay. See how simple that was, everybody? See? Thank you, bro. That's all I ask. Like they would do for Hannity and all the rest of the white black shows that they listen to. Thank you, man. No. He said no. So we got two no's. Let's go to 0997. If you were to tell people that what you just heard today, factual or not, what would they perceive if you gave them all this great information? Would they say what to you?
They're going to tell you you're crazy, yo. They're not going to hear you. Okay. They don't hear that. You know what they hear? They hear entertainment. They hear basketball games. They hear joke shows all on TV. They don't read nothing real. That's why they don't know the money is funny money. You're fucking around giving your energy up for pieces of paper.
I got you. I got you. Okay. Quick answer. See? That's three. Let me go. You don't got to. If you don't agree, at least give me a reason so we can say that may make some sense why this is. Because I'm thinking it's amazing that this is so accessible to all of us out here. You finding it, I'm finding it, the internet full of it, but somehow it doesn't project over to the masses. So maybe the masses
ignorance is bliss.
It's bliss. 9927, you said it a long time ago. I'm trying to figure out, I know things are crazy, but my goodness, you got to know. Our people is there. We've been told this a long time. Our people will be the first people to
probably know. But we all under that MK Ultra. You see how it is.
I know we are. How many shows have you ever heard? How many shows have y'all ever heard outside of what they said that we've been brainwashed? I said I've been brainwashed. I told you from the get-go I was brainwashed. I told you this. I
don't forget the most powerful spell is God's spell. That's going to be the most powerful spell that rules the world, that God's spell.
Oh,
that crosses
God.
Time, space, and all nationalities.
Don't tell me that one. I don't want to hear from y'all. Because it's really y'all who can see this. Maybe you can emanate this to others that you can't. Don't look for the masses. I'm telling you, the masses will go. I'm scared for the masses, really. I really am. Because that group there, being that they are oblivious, especially the 25 to 40 is... They won't even learn what they won't even know what a house is. Won't even know what a house is. Won't even know. Think about that one, everybody. Won't even know. Because we watching this happen right before. We in real time. This ain't fake time. We in real friggin' time. And the people act like it don't even exist.
You watching Rome burn right now. You watching Rome burn. Remember, you mentioned the dog earlier, the wolf that fed Remulus and Romulus on the streets of Rome, the jackal that fed the wolves. You watching that in real action right now. That's what you're seeing.
Real action. I agree with you. And it makes sense because think about it. All these things that we're seeing, I could play Nancy Pelosi and all them, all this for everybody. I took this to some people, and it was like, you would think, If they were scared, you could see fear. It's like, oh my God. It's like they thought they were going to go to lose. The first thing that people think is they're going to lose their jobs. Now, I want y'all to know, Florida does not have a good union. So if you come here, think you're going to get a good job, yeah, you might get one without a union, and then you're at your own behest. With a union, because it's a right-to-work state, these fools have the power to not get the same thing that you know, the union, you're going to get the same thing. There's no, if I get something and I'm paying dues and somebody gets the same thing for not paying dues, do you understand how that looks? This is what they're doing. And they say if it goes below a certain threshold, which is 50%, if the union here in Florida goes below 50%, they would dissolve it and become privatized. Now, this is where we at. Now, y'all like that? Anybody, y'all regions? Y'all know y'all union laws? Y'all know anything about them? I don't know. But you should think about that one. Think about that one. It's a union. Hey,
when you say union, remember, unions started initially to keep us out of good jobs. It was only for white boys. And the unions fought to keep you out for a long time.
And the reason, right, what's the reason why? You know the reason why?
Morgan Chase, he killed thousands of workers, man. You got to look these people up. He killed thousands of workers that didn't go along with his program.
I got that, but hold on. The reason why, so everybody know the reason why, that the unions were made, because y'all know y'all got mad at DeSantis, because he made a statement that slavery, actually, because of slavery, we were way more industrial. I mean, you can say, what the fuck you talking? We industrialized ourselves through being the only group that had all the skilled trade levels. Anybody understand that? Y'all understand it? Can y'all understand that? Is that if you were the only group that can put on the first blacksmiths, if you're the first horse trainers, if you're the first soldering of metals, if you're the first able to, you know, take chemicals and make industrial fertilizer or make mosquito, if you're the first to industrialize, now here's the key why y'all don't get it. This was done during slavery, supposedly, right? Supposedly slavery, where all these industrial ramifications came up with. So when you think about when you are freed, wouldn't you be the only group in charge? Because you're the only group that can do the building. So the white folks who are lazy, except the Irish. So I think I should look up who's lazy, and then you will realize who what you're talking about before you start saying white people. I'm so sick of y'all saying white people. Can y'all give us a nationality, please, for because the Portuguese ain't the same color as the European British. Okay? I mean, come on. Let's just get real with this talk we can do here. Let's not keep it at this level no more. Let's go to the next level where we can name the people. When we can name the people, our intelligentsia goes up to where we know the people. Let's be talking a web phenomenon, then we can keep it in a secret. But right now, this is just 101. It's not that these people aren't from Europe. All of Europe is not even white. That's another dumb shit. How can it be all white in a fucking... Moors fucked everybody for 700 to 1,000 years. How are they all white? This is why I can't stand this conversation that y'all have on these other shows that don't get talked about. What's the purpose of having a real discussion if you can't bring up facts? The fact is, if I fuck 1,000 white women a week, how many kids I have in 10 years, everybody?
See, a nice nation.
Yeah. So that's why I say, let's have a real talk. Let's see, y'all was a dumb, real dumb show to go on real shows. We'll be somebody. The dry bone would be the biggest thing out there, and y'all would be the biggest thing. But see, y'all love dumb shows, pretty much. Ain't nobody talking
about remember.
Y'all don't even talk
the
about
Roman Catholic Church.
Shows.
The Roman Catholic Church and the Jesuits, when they did the Reconstruction, they went to every synagogue, every temple, and they whitewashed all the people, all the iconic people.
Of
you got to go in Rome right now. Putin is killing them boys because Putin is pulling out the pictures that the Roman Catholic Church been worshiping all along, and they melanated icons that look just like you and I.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say this. I'm not new to this because we learned this with J.A. Rogers. You know how long J.A. Rogers been had a book like this called Black Civilization? I mean, Sex and Love. I mean, him, Schomburg, I mean, all these black people did tell it. I mean, we had Leon Bennett before the Mayflower. We had my family had Ebony magazine delivered all the time and Jet. We seen this in the fucking Jet. Not like Jet magazine didn't say black people came. They even had, back then, I got a Jet magazine from On Photo showing you they had found shit in the Grand Canyon. But that don't mean they controlled the Grand Canyon. All they did was able to go where they was told. When they got to the extraterrestrial shit, I don't think they got in. Do you think they got in, everybody out there listening? Do you think they let Jed and Ebony get into? They got into where they was supposed to get in at, like all the rest of the blacks. That's not of the so-called, I gave you a name, the British Royal Society, which had George G.M. James, well, that's how he was able to go into the pyramids. to do the Richard Pryor sketch that y'all laughed about, but you don't even give homage to the man who did it because he got killed. That's how I know I can't trust our people, man. How am I trust niggas who watch their history be told by comedians? Come on, y'all. The line's open now. Let's hear y'all talk when we get real deep. Y'all want to talk after what? What's the purpose of going all day long? We ain't going to talk deep. Y'all want to be on shows all day long for what? What you going to say? Some lying shit? Or we going to talk about how the hell people getting into these archives? How do you think they got into the archives, everybody? You think they, what? They brought some niggas over from America, Billy Carson them, to see what? Rich, what? They didn't see what George G.M. James seen who got killed, did they? But you want to give homage to niggas who they did shit.
Hey, don't forget Manly P. Hall. They took Manly P. Hall because he was giving up too much juice about these secret societies. They put him out.
Manly
he was one of the.
P. Hall is beloved because actually he's in California, yeah. But they got the Theosophical Society, him and Matt Vavosky. Let's go with that. I want to talk about how y'all going to watch this shit. Now, see, that's why I see. Let's not jump shit now. Let's talk. We don't have how many people get killed by y'all, our people. Get killed. Tell y'all all the secrets. What good is telling y'all ain't nothing going to happen? That's why our lives is worthless, because what kind of people can watch this happen to them? Think about it. Y'all more, you got your own kids going to college to be in a Palestinian protest. And the Palestinians is in your neighborhood and gave you nothing. They buying your property up now. I'm trying to figure out how much sense did that make?
Controlled opposition. Controlled opposition, yo.
Controlled opposition. I'm just listening. I got the line. I got a bunch of y'all on the line.
Don't forget this point. America is a colony. We still a colony of Great Britain. That's why the three-city state is important. Once you realize that, we still move under what those royals say over here. That's
right.
Why the royals in the Vatican, the royals and the Vatican, remember, these boys, they claim to be Christ on earth, the vicar of earth, the royal family and the Roman Catholic Church.
Think,
who control
now,
all
think,
of this stuff?
Right. Now, why you think I played, why you think I put Prince Charles, King Charles up? I said, you just named it. See, you weren't the first one to say three-city state. Appreciate that. Because that's what it if it's now y'all mentioned earlier, Caddy said aliens. I want y'all to look this up now. It says because if you guys look, it got to be some book somewhere to say this. I don't know if aliens did help with the us. Now, according to the story, the British government burnt the White House down, took all the books, all the revenue books, all the so-called books back to England. Start charging them with tariffs, taxes, everything. They still paying the monarch over there. They still pay the Germans. And see, y'all, what y'all don't get, because y'all have not, we on set of this show at least 50 times. I could say 50 times I told everybody on these shows, not me talking through facts, that they still owe Russia. If it wasn't for Russia, it would be your United States. They blocked the St. Lawrence Seaway. Y'all acting like the British came from, they got to come from the closest proximity of the territory that they selling. They can't go far. They'd be dead. They went any farther out the so-called navigation line. They went straight across into Canada again. I mean, you can't make this no simpler.
And Canada is another colony of Great Britain. Hey, look, this
it's
thing,
called British Columbia.
So, now you got to see the thread that weaves all this together, all these different secret societies, whether you want to call it Appa Kappa Yappa Do, the Boule, call it what you want. These are all secret societies. When your president just went to Tuskegee, guess what? Guess who greeted him? Kappa Yappa Do, Ba Seta Beta, Wuda Wada Wuda. So these boys, they'll go against whole America to make a point. The point is that these people
Malcolm
have put themselves up as
but
elite.
Now we see Malcolm, that's the 3 million. Remember, Malcolm said at his time, only 3 million voted. I said, damn. Think about it. Malcolm X died. He wasn't even violent. They say the FBI was the only group. He was the only one they could not get any sex on. He went home, prayed in the thing. The man was sincere. But what breaks your sincerity, you get killed. And you got to watch a bunch of niggas fight for your... They fight... I mean, I hope y'all know what happened with that. I ain't going to go into that right now. Just going to show you, but I can go all day on y'all don't know the whole story. Y'all know what they call superlatives. Superlatives. You know, y'all want superlatives. Just the top great layer. Fuck all the shit at the bottom. This is a great shit.
Hey,
that don't happen like that. Everybody.
When Malcolm say chickens come home to roost, he pissed the Nation of Islam off, and they sanctioned him. That's what got him put out the nation. And you got to remember, Malcolm's father was killed by the KKK from where he came from. So Malcolm, he went through some changes because he was a street player. He went through some things, but he came around. And just remember this, when the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, he didn't get power until he knew Malcolm. And remember, Malcolm's best friend was the gangster up in Harlem. You know, remember that. You got to kick straight.
Yeah, Bumpy Johnson, all them. But my point to that is, my point to that is, this is a man that the FBI, forget the regular black folks, I'm talking about the FBI, the Supreme Government, followed this man, had his phones tapped just like they did. They showed. And if we would ever, I always tell people, you really want to do a play, why don't you do a play on the FBI taping King versus Malcolm? And let's see and weigh who was more moral if in character. Let's do that. See, that would be a real play. That ain't gonna happen. See, a real play.
Well, King liked the girl, so it ain't nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with liking the girl. He liked the girl.
Liking the girl was a lot more going on, but it's like whatever. He hanging with Bernard Ruskin, dude. I don't know if y'all know who. We told you, Bernard Ruskin.
Ruskin. He was a homosexual back in the day.
Right, so ain't no way King did not know they was hanging with gays and all that. So gays been hanging around with regular people, so it ain't nothing new. I want y'all to see that it ain't nothing new. See.
Now, look, when you say that, remember the Greeks are dead, yo. What do the Greeks do?
Yeah.
The Greeks' greatest thing was love between a man and a boy. I'm talking about Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Yeah.
So what's at the
yeah.
foundation of their secret society?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone.
It's called pedastry.
Yeah.
Young love. Now, I just told you, they show you this in all the pictures. They don't lie. They show you on the doggone Knights Crusaders. It's two knights kissing each other on cheek to cheek. It's dude, this is not new. My point to all y'all
riding the horse together.
Exactly. Right. This is not new. This is well documented.
And remember, they got ran out of France because of the Baphomet. They was worshiping the Baphomet and doing all kinds of strange things. These are the same boys that's in Switzerland now who control all the money because all their great wealth disappeared.
But right now, even though I know that's one sector of that, but see, the Knights Templar still had to deal with the rest of the Asian world. They learned the Quran. They became sheiks and all that stuff too. That's why they in the shrine. It's all common sense stuff. They in the shrine. You see white people with feathers on. That doesn't. I bet they get treated better than you over there than you would be. See, that's why I try to tell y'all. You could talk all that black shit if you want and white shit if you want, but let one of them fez wearing white people go over there. I bet they get treated better than you. How much I want to make a bet?
Well, hold on. You never seen white brothers and black brothers in the lives together? I've never seen them, man. And all these years, I've never seen that.
Only in certain jurisdictions, you might see it because they were together. They still ain't together. I said only certain ones. Maybe in Philadelphia, which is a high level group of there. Texas might have a few. I don't see none in Miami. I can tell you that. If there's one, I have not seen it.
If you see one of the boys and you see some light and you throw that boy some shade, that boy's not going to acknowledge that, yo.
Some will. I'm gonna say all. It's never all.
I've never seen
it. I'm gonna tell people like this.
Where there's a big
You're not gonna get me to say on my own program all, because all white people have not been my enemy. I can say all black people have not been my friend.
I just said what I never saw. I didn't say it all. I said
I'm saying. I'm just giving you an example. I've never seen. It has been applicable, depending on who the individual is, because remember, it's the weighing of the heart. Your heart is moral, can be moral. I've seen moral people, Spanish, moral people. I know Spanish who can't stand blacks, and I know Spanish people who love blacks. I know whites who can't stand blacks. I know whites who love blacks. I know blacks who love blacks and blacks who hate blacks, vice versa. Now, the thing with me is today, after growing through all this black history stuff that we were brainwashed with, and I'm going to say this. Y'all show me wrong. We learned this black-white thing because we was told that slavery was a one-dimensional concept. That's how we were taught. One-dimensional. It was nobody else but us. as you get older, you got to grow with the program, with the facts. The facts show, once I learned from Dr. Claude Anderson, Dr. Ben, Dr. Sheikh Diat, I mean, once you go to Dr. Ngimi, once you go and see that blacks ain't got that same thoughts you got over here in the West, other groups that look like phenotypes, look like us. We so stuck on other groups. Let's just worry about our group, because over here, it's a whole new dichotomy. You got blacks that come over from other countries blacker than you. And they ain't trying to find your ass no help with them. They bring the other people with them. They'll be different colors. India, perfect example. A lot of black Indians, a lot of light skin, a lot of brown, tan Indians. I guarantee you, you go to date one of them, guarantee she going to have to go through a reason of how she can get you through, unless she's from Trinidad, which is a whole different construct of India, or Jamaica. But the real people who come off India, ain't migrated in another country long, you know, been there, they've been growing, they different than the India, unless they hold on true. But the Indian culture is a whole different culture. They don't care about you being black like them. They don't give a damn. I don't know where y'all getting this thinking from.
They come out of a caste system. And it's the darker you are, the lower you are on the caste.
Okay.
So you get the black untouchables.
It's a lot of low ones. And let's be honest. They dark as hell. Brown, sugar brown. Pretty as hell. Long, straight hair. I don't know what to tell people. I'm over that color thing, because color is made up. It's not tribal. Tribal bloodline is what's real. Color is like, okay, what if